Hello everyone, welcome back to another spectacular episode of A Die Party Omen, a weekly Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition role-playing game right here on Twitch. We're super sassy today because we're all grown men who play this for fun. And that makes us important on the internet. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm really fucking tired.
No change.
No change. So let's go around and introduce everyone, and then everyone's gonna roll HP because shit, yeah, man, level 10. Let's start off with Mr. Sheepdog Daddy's Doodoo Gaming. What up, sir? How you doing?
I killed a girl and I liked it.
Really?
Yeah, last time I killed that 8-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot that you're a piece of shit.
And then I burned her. Hey guys, I'm Sheepdog, Sheepdog Gaming. What's up?
Nice. Speaking about what's up, let's go to the man who knows what's up at all times, and to the point where you don't even have to ask him. What up, Floof? How you doing?
How's it going, everyone? I'm Floof Knight. I'm ready to kill Grant for murdering the small child.
Yeah. D-Day's in what? 2 weeks for you?
2 weeks. 2 weeks will be my final episode of Omen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Much to my own sadness.
Finally, I can commit crimes.
Yeah. Last but not least for our players, we have none other than Lord Spootly himself, the Spootermans of Spoot. The man who invented
his Spootiness.
His Spootiness the Third. Lord Spootly, aka Brian. What up, sir? How you doing?
What's up, everybody? I'm ready to be a cleric.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
With no tail.
I'm sorry if you're gonna see me.
But I do have a laser eye.
That's, oh my god, how did I forget you have a fucking laser eye? And it fills up when you get angry, right?
That's right. That's right. Don't piss me off.
And it does 4,000 D6 damage.
Something like that. I think it's 6 D6.
I'm sorry if you guys are going to see me smoke tonight, because I'm fucking just beat. Like, this entire week has just taken a complete slither of my life force away from me. So I'm feeling pretty crummy right now. But before we get started on the game, we should introduce our GM. That stands for Game Master or Great Man. So, Graham, you are a great man for the game. What up? How you doing?
Pretty good. Moving. Today's the last day in this place.
Oh, yeah? What's the new place like? Is it fucking kicking? Do you have a jacuzzi?
Pretty big apartment. It's got a patio, hammock. Oh,
cool. Wait, you got a hammock?
Yeah.
It came with the house?
No, I am going to get a hammock to put outside.
Good man. Good man. Never use a complimentary hammock. That's my rule.
Yeah.
Very specifically.
Pretty cool. So that's been kind of making things difficult to do stuff I want to do, but I did manage to finish my bag of holding prop.
Fuck yeah, dude. Nice. Shit. I need to roll HP because I'm level 10 now. So I'm going to go ahead and roll that shit. If I could find the fucking page. I'm using a computer with no keyboard. So I'm using on-screen keyboard to type things. And I'm using one mouse. And I went from four monitors to do streaming to one. It's a fucking logistics nightmare. It doesn't work, guys. It doesn't work. Don't do streaming.
I'm doing this shit on a laptop, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't have to fucking capture windows and people and all that shit.
Show must go on.
Yeah, never use a complimentary hammock. I mean, they break. They fucking break. You can never be sure of a hammock's integrity unless it's one you own. There's a life lesson for you. Then you look like that guy who falls on his ass all the time.
Dave, show me on the doll where the hammock touched you.
Here, and here.
Yeah, that's good. How's that possible?
Yeah, exactly. So HP dice is what? D10, and it's plus my constitution, which is 4. God. Okay. Nope. Backspace. Space. 1d10. You can hear my mouse clicking furiously. God damn it. Plus 4. Wow. That's. I think that's the worst HP roll I've had.
It
is, or tied for it.
You did actually call out when the show started as well.
I did call it out.
Watch me roll a 1.
Watch me roll a 1. And I did.
Good job.
Yeah, I'm glad. So I have now hit triple digits with HP, guys. I'm 104 hit points. That's how good I've been rolling my HP the entire time. So it's about time I got kicked in the dick.
Is my hit die, it's 1d8 plus my
constitution bonus, yeah.
Is it
1d8? It might be 1d6 because you're a rogue. I don't remember.
You are a d8.
I'm a what?
D8.
D8.
Oh, okay.
D8.
Not bad.
Pretty good.
Almost max.
Yeah, almost. Baracus, do you need to level up?
I mean, I need to, but I can't.
Okay. The other thing that's worth pointing out, I changed my feet with Graham's permission. We changed my old feet of Polearm Master, which, to be fair, I haven't used in, 17 episodes. and we've changed it to Lucky. So I now, the basic gist of that is I have 3 dice, 3d20 that I can use at any point. I can use it on attack rolls, saving throws, and what was the last one?
Attack rolls, ability checks.
Ability checks and saving throws. I can also use it on Graham's roll. So if he rolls a dice, he tells me the number on the dice, not the added bonus or whatever. And then I can choose to roll another d20 and choose which one I want. But I have to know the result. I have to know the result of the die before I know the result of the check. So I can't know the DC of whatever it is before I decide whether or not I want to roll a die. So it's pretty cool. And I get 3 of them for every, was it long rest? I
think long rest.
So I'm going to use the shit out of that. So,
you know, I was reading the Sentinel thing, and it said, when you hit a creature with opportunity attack, the speed becomes 0 for
it. It does. Yep.
Did you ever use that?
Oh, yeah. Fucking did.
Yeah.
But Sentinel only works from if someone is standing literally next to me, but the entire time no one has been, except for Pudmi. Except for Pudmi.
Help me out.
Yeah,
and then what happened to Pudmi?
Padme was the only one that stood next to me.
Good old
Padme. Who stood next to me in my fight against sand and how it gets everywhere. So ever since then, I haven't been able to use Sentinel, but Sentinel's really strong. Polearm Master is very situational. And there's no reason for me to use a polearm when I can get guaranteed 29 damage now. Yeah, level 10 puts me at 29 damage per hit. No, can't be 29. It's d10 plus 4 plus 5, so 19 damage. No, that's not right. I don't know what it is now. It's something.
It's
a d12 plus 9. Yeah, so 21 damage. Booyah. Gonna take that fucking sharpening axe over everything. Anyone else got any changes?
I have Skulker.
What does that do?
I can look it up.
I was like, this feat sounds good.
Yeah, so I can look up anything in the book. You can try to hide when you're likely obscured. When you're hidden from a creature and miss, it doesn't reveal you with a ranged weapon.
Oh.
And dim light doesn't impose disadvantage on your wisdom perception checks relying on sight.
Okay. I think we've only ever been in full light or no light, so good luck with that.
I mean, you know, it's like, shush.
All right, Graham, we're ready for you. Take off the bathrobe. Step into the massage.
It's been a few days since the party, and by the party I mean Grant brutally murdered a small child for really no reason. As the mountain hamlet, as the sort of mountain town that you're nearby, they have the capabilities to send a bird to the capital, and it is certainly kind of within your duties to periodically send some reports back and forth to the castle.
Yeah.
Maybe you should go ahead and do that. What would you like to tell them that has happened so far?
Lost a party member to the crystal, I guess.
We lost our compass.
Yeah, we lost our compass, so there's a bit of a setback there. But progress is moving swiftly towards defeating all of the crystals. So far, every town we've been to has been crystallized, I guess. We found a alien creature inside of a hole.
So like a spaceship thing.
Spaceship thing. I like that idea. P.S. Found an alien creature inside of a meteor. P.P.S. Pretty sure it was an alien ship. P.P.P.P.S. Send another midget.
anybody else want stuff to add?
No.
Well,
that about covers it.
Best wishes to Jeff.
That's all. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Still waiting for that Jeff fucking signed photograph.
Well, since you guys need to take a bit of time to rest and recuperate anyway, and the bird will only take a day to go there and back,
mm-hmm.
might as well make a response. And in fact, Jeff brings a response. There he is.
Oh, shit.
He's live.
Jeff.
I'm like, is that Jeff? I've heard of Jeff.
And the reward is like fanboy face. Yeah. He's like, oh, Jeff.
He brings you your copy of the fan club newsletter.
Oh, yes. Just like pop it on my face.
Apparently, Jeff Cobb's coming up.
Jeff Cobb.
Costumes ready. Jeff costumes.
God, if. So, something that might be happening in the future is we might be having Wreckage come in to play a bad guy for whatever the fucking reason. If he comes in as a Falcon trainer, like, can you just make him be a Falcon trainer?
Anyway, the letter that he brings back is also sort of a very urgent message. That's why they sent Jeff. He's the best. And it doesn't only contain the newsletter. It also has some additional information pertaining to your next kind of town that you're going to. The next town, Rock Hill, has a serious problem. As a sort of market center, it's sort of in the middle of things. It's fairly landlocked. There's not a lot of water nearby. But it's still a market center. It's sort of a crossroads between all these towns that you've been to yet before. But because they are a market hub, but they have a very serious thieves guild problem. All right.
Not enough thieves? Or the thieves guild is the problem?
The thieves guild is a problem. The thieves guild's name is, as the letter says, the turned blind eye, like the as coming from the expression to turn a blind eye.
I thought you said turd blind eye. I'm like, oh god.
Turned blind eye. And one of the main problems with this thieves guild is their leadership is very mysterious and shrouded in mystery and all that kind of stuff. They have a ton of resources and have actually managed to wrangle together several negative energy crystals.
Oh.
And to make matters worse, they have basically a hit squad, a sort of assassination squad of three sorcerers that are sort of hopped up on the crystal.
Just nom.
Just like super supercharged PCP sorcery.
Crystal, not even once.
Right.
Okay. Supercharged PCP sorcery. I'm writing that the fuck down. That's too good.
Now where you guys come in, coincidentally, there's also another, kind of like the robot dragon. There's some sort of negative energy monster roaming the wilderness around the mountain, like in the mountain territory. That has been pushed out of the negative energy plane. Rumblings indicate the turn to blind eye is looking not to kill the creature, but to capture it for some nefarious means, and this cannot be allowed to happen. That's kind of what that's the gist of the message.
So we should kill it then.
Perhaps.
Oh, and now you want to kill things?
Well, as long as it's not another little 8-year-old girl.
Why don't we go deal with the actual threat, which is the Thieves Guild.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they're all little girls and we'll not be able to kill them.
Maybe.
Or allowed to kill them.
However, you know, I'm still naked.
Are you?
Am I? It says my AC is 17 now, but I don't remember buying anything.
I thought we were allowed into the stores.
Remember the lady gave me some trousers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I got given splint armor, so my AC is 17 now as well.
Oh, did I just get splint armor? Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember this question because I was like, Graham, give me full plate. And you're like, no. And I'm like, Graham, give me half plate. And you're like, splint is better. I'm like, Graham, give me splint.
Yes.
I remember that exact conversation. All right, so I have 17 AC now. Sweet. It's better than fucking nothing, I guess.
Yep. So what's the plan? Do we need to have this conversation about the little girl, or are we skipping past that?
I think
everyone's happy with how...
I'm pretty sure everyone here already knows that Grant is a giant piece of shit. However, he happens to be a very competent piece of shit, which means that...
Thank you.
That wasn't a compliment. It's more like saying we need a bull to pull the plow because we don't want humans or, you know, people with intelligence to do it. So you're the stupid bull that pulls the plow. Do you get my meaning? Okay. Imagine a corridor filled with traps.
Right. Easy.
And now, instead of sending a stupid bull down that horror corridor, we send you.
So I can disarm them?
Yes, and maybe eventually, hopefully one day, kill yourself on them. Did he just roll how many thieves are in the guild, Graham?
Oh, God. There's billions of them.
Where'd Jeff go? Is he gone?
Jeff is...
Dribber wakes up from fainting. Did I miss it?
Did I miss Jeff?
Alright, you guys are in the local tavern enjoying a meal before you leave.
Enjoying? Come on, Graham. We've been over this.
Yeah, it's sort of indeterminate mashed vegetable paste.
My favorite thing is that they actually use the local produce. My least favorite thing is that they put it all together into one bowl.
It's more like bean paste, like just.
What's for dessert?
Baracus is like, this is delicious. This is the best meal I've ever had.
I can't say I've cooked for you yet. You know, that's true. I haven't cooked for this man yet.
I mean, if you cook better than this, oh my god. I don't even believe it.
Yeah, it's quite astounding what he can accomplish in the kitchen.
Amazing.
Was that a corn pun?
So what's the plan? It's gonna take a day to get to this.
I say we fuck up the Thieves Guild because that sounds like fun.
Yep.
I want to climb inside of a Thieves Guild person and just wrench my way out like a fucking pinata.
I mean, they're a sanctioned guild, aren't they? So isn't it evil to kill people who are just doing their jobs?
Listen, they're collecting a large amount of illegal materials. So
are they? Have those materials are new? So have they been?
They're causing widespread chaos.
Is there a negative energy crystal related legislature? Probably not.
Yeah. So, you know, like, I feel like this is a very great
This is
area.
A very tall order coming from a guy who literally just put to death a child.
Who was evil?
We don't know. Actually, you know what? We actually don't know how many children this person has killed, because he did burn down half a fucking village of a very large number of population. So
they're
probably
not going to let you live that down, are they?
She, no. But she probably killed more people than me.
Father Baracus, actually, maybe you might be able to fill this in. How many of those prayers do you need to do in order to make it okay to kill children?
73.
Wow, that's actually quite little.
Yeah, I'll get working
Thousand.
On it.
1,000.
Oh, oh. I like your comedic timing there. That was good.
Thanks. Yeah, I thought I waited a little too long on it, but yeah.
Not doing it. 3,000. I'll do 1,000. No, just one.
Just one.
And this is how you barter. It's fine.
No, not enough. Not enough.
Two.
I don't think you could barter for redemption of your soul.
No, we'll see about that. 3.
Yes, you will see about that.
Right. So you want to go try to usurp this thieves guild?
Well, yeah, let's go kill innocent people.
We don't have to kill them. We just have to take away their crystals. And whatever method they have for finding them.
They're criminals, and we must go disrupt their operation.
Yes.
By not burning them down, or setting them traps, or murdering children, or... Oh, what other terrible things.
All right, let's set a ground rule here, right? Okay, this needs to be established, because it's going to come up. If they have, like, orphan thief children.
Mm-hmm. Can we kill them?
No.
I was waiting for it.
Can we maim them? Like, say they're not...
Break their fingers or something?
No, like, cut off their legs.
No, why are you going to cut off the children's legs?
Well, because... Like, if you're an orphan and you don't have any money, losing some legs will get you more money. What? Like, when you're begging, people feel sorry for you if you don't have legs.
Ah, so you see it as helping them.
Well, and also disabling them for our purposes.
Do not cut off the children's legs.
Please don't. I feel like this man is slowly losing his grip on reality.
I don't think he's ever had it.
I mean... Right.
If the children are posing a real and immediate threat to your livelihood, then yes, you may defend yourself. I understand that you might find a small child with a butter knife very dangerous to your livelihood.
I mean, you just perfectly described what happened with that little girl. I almost got killed by a rampaging, mind-weak orc. Sorry, half-orc. So I killed her before he could kill me.
I prefer the term half-human, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Half-human, then.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, I respect people's right to define themselves.
Yeah, well, she wasn't attacking you. It was Gormung who was attacking you.
Yeah,
she
and was I was doing a pretty good fucking job. Why didn't you attack me?
You hit me, well, because hitting you is like hitting a bloody waterfall.
So instead of hitting the guy that was attacking you, you decided to kill a girl instead?
It worked. It worked. That's right. And also, didn't you snort her crystal up?
No.
Do you still have the crystal?
We gave it to... Wait, what do we do with the crystal? Did we give it to Baracus?
No.
What did we do with the crystal?
Durimbor, did you snort it?
No, I took...
Did she even have a crystal? I don't remember.
She did. She did. I took it and threw it to you.
I think.
No, I think we still have it, right? We haven't done anything with it.
We got it.
Because we're going to make a compass out of it, weren't we?
I threw it to you. That's all. That's all I know.
Oh yeah, we were going to make a compass out of it, or at least try to.
Yeah.
But I don't think we got that far.
Nope.
I mean, someone did something with the crystal. That's all I'm saying. You know, so
it just happened to be in my bag. We never do anything with it.
You guys profited as well, you know, from her death. Don't get all judgy on me.
Well, can we get this done? Jeff Con's in a few weeks. I want to prepare.
I keep forgetting about that. Yeah.
So we were talking guidelines.
Save the world before Jeff Con. Okay, we can do that.
Okay.
Yes. Gotta work on my Jeff cosplay.
You know, you could have asked him to drop some feathers for you.
Oh, okay, that's out of Jeff.
He's a celebrity. You can't make demands of celebrity.
He's very busy. I don't want to disturb him.
Mm-hmm. So I think we're all in agreement that going to the Thieves Guild is the course of action. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Why not? He goes pick up, get things together, and head off.
Yep.
Do 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 do, and
do.
Like I said, it only takes about a day. So the kind of like as you approach where you know the place to where the city of Rock Hill to be, very mountainous terrain, very rocky. So you're actually doing some like scaling some very rough terrain. Not a lot of shrubbery or anything. As you kind of get closer, it becomes very sloped and very jagged. So you're even doing some like scaling backwards, climbing type traversing. When you come to a rise, you come to sort of a drop off cliff, and you're looking out over the distance and looks very beautiful and stuff. You see where Rock Hill is. See the city. It's got it doesn't have a wall because it's protected by sort of this natural defensive terrain. But you see 10, 15, 20 plumes of black smoke.
Coming from the town?
Did you get here before us?
I've never been here in my life.
The town is partially destroyed.
I've never, never been here in my life, I swear.
It looks like your handiwork.
How much of the town is destroyed?
It's more like something bad happened and everybody left. Everybody ran away. So kind of, I mean, it's not really destroyed. It's just like certain buildings, some buildings are on fire. Some buildings have huge holes in them. It's not like the whole city is just like a wasteland.
This doesn't look anything like my work.
Well, no, not all of it is on fire. Well, we should hurry up and see what happens. See if there's any survivors. Maybe Agreed. Someone we can question.
Yes.
Okay. So you guys kind of jog your way down through the gorge and down through the valley, bunch of kind of bizarre mountainous trees and whatnot. Once you get, you kind of see, oh, there was a, there's like a dairy maid over there, and there's the cows, and the cows just kind of like still grazing, like people like just left, like the cows are left out. Some other, you know, livestock just sort of like milling about. You see like a chicken cross the road for some reason.
No one knows why.
I like the idea that Gormung's the only one that laughs at that because, you know, chicken crossing the road is clearly a chef only joke in this time and day. So, like, yeah, it's just good. Oh, yes.
But you said there's a woman with the cow?
No, a dairy maid sort of establishment with some.
Okay.
Gormung, how do you feel about cooking?
This is someone, clearly someone owns this livestock, you thief.
If they've left it, then it's free range.
Yes, right? But they'll collect it eventually.
Not if they're dead. Have you considered the fact that they might be dead?
Then that the ownership of those products would go to the next person in their family.
I don't believe that's how it works. I think it's the closest person.
No, that makes you a scavenger.
Are there any signs of movement other than animals, Graham?
Investigation.
Okay. I can certainly do that.
Maybe is something we can all do?
Sure. Why not? Let's get crazy.
How's a 4 do for you?
How's a 15 do you?
Over there.
Screw you, I rolled a 20.
Oh! Yeah.
Grant, you're looking around, you notice that everybody left in a hurry. You see like a jug of milk just on the ground, like spilled out. Clearly somebody just dropped right. You see various splatters, like little bits of blood here and there. you, as you're kind of looking around, maybe you climb up on a roof to get a better vantage point, Grant, and you're kind of looking around, and you actually, on the roof, you find what appears to be a severed finger of a human.
Oh.
You found finger.
That's disgusting.
Don't touch it.
It seems to be the center of the destruction as you're kind of surveying the landscape. First of all, the town's in very, very neat concentric circles with sort of this central building, some sort of pillar, some sort of mayoral estate, something like that. And you see that the sort of the majority of the destruction has come from this spire that sits in the middle has fallen over onto the north side of town. And that's probably where you're gonna find some answers.
Okay. We should go to the spire.
I still rolled higher than you, Grant.
No, you didn't. I got a 20, you got a 15.
You rolled a 9.
Doesn't matter. Results are all
I
that
rolled
matter,
a 13.
Mate. Results are all that matter, mate.
Well, keep your eyes out. Who knows what did this? Might still be here.
Oh, Jesus. So, Grant...
you just suck on the 7th finger.
He said, keep your eyes out.
Grant, the world only perception check, so he's probably good to have in the front. Barakas, just out of curiosity, what's your passive perception?
Down the bottom underneath
charisma. 14. Yeah. 14.
Okay. Great.
I feel like it's never just out of curiosity when you ask me that. Just out of curiosity, what's your passive perception?
No reason for knowing this.
Just, no reason.
Just for my note keeping.
Just thought of it.
Just out of curiosity, how much do you suck?
Yeah. What's your max hit point? Just wondering.
Just for the record, I'm also the DM who will ask that because I know that you're some people are paranoid.
I know.
Look, I've long stopped caring about being paranoid in Dungeons & Dragons games. After playing in your first game, Graham, like...
Never gonna get you.
You're never gonna get me paranoid ever again. It's like, yeah, fuck it, man. I pull the lever that blows up the space station. Let's go.
Front.
Yeah.
Grant in front?
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's a 10-foot pole, Graham. You should know this.
Like I said, the city is sort of concentric circles that go inward. Once you get to about the second layer, you begin to notice there's sort of less sign. It appears that somebody has very clearly made a trap. It's kind of a fairly obvious trap, especially to your sensibilities, but it's just sort of a, it's one of those, like a loop that in it, it'll grab you and pull you up, hoist you up in the air,
snare?
But it's giant.
Giant, okay.
Like I also, I love the idea that there are just well-placed hidden traps around the very obvious trap.
Yeah.
Or there's just a sign that says not a trap.
And then you walk up to it and it's just a punji sticks everywhere. And he's just like,
yes, very, very large trap, obviously meant for somebody very large.
Do you think they're trying to catch that beast?
Oh, Gormung.
I'm not that big, you idiot.
Uh huh.
Besides, that would never catch me. I'm way too sly.
Actually, you guys can see, like, on the next street, as the street goes over, you actually down, like, the circle, you see this kind of trash, vaguely mechanical, cobbled together, enormous bear trap with, like, swords and daggers and stuff on either side that's been together.
I need to speak to someone about their trap making. It's,
Well, it's an incredible amount of ingenuity for a day and a half or whatever.
It's amateur stuff, you know. It's
I've never seen you make something like that.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, you never see any of my traps.
That's because you blew up our entire house with all my belongings in it.
That has nothing to do with it.
It's everything to do with
it. Absolutely nothing to do with it.
And you used someone else's fucking fire for that. You didn't even make your own, like a good alchemist.
I'm not an alchemist. I've never claimed to be an alchemist.
That's like you buying a tripwire and saying like, "Oh, I made this tripwire."
Well,
Baraka says, "How long have you two been married?"
Not long enough, apparently. He doesn't give head.
Head. I'm, what? You mean he, like, he takes
He's like, I have a finger.
And
I do have a finger.
Don't, no, I don't know where you're going to put that finger. Get away from me. Well, obviously something very large is here or causes damage, because these traps are not for normal humanoid size.
Maybe they try and capture multiple opponents at the same time.
Do you want me to take them apart?
No.
No, we might need them. What if that thing comes after us? We can use these to advantage.
Someone could get hurt, but okay, fine.
No one's going to fall into that trap. Not even orphan children would fall into that trap.
Too big, I think.
As you guys are standing there discussing a figure, human-sized.
Okay, Graham, how far away is it from us?
100 feet.
And it looks to be the right size of a human 100 feet away from us?
Right.
Okay, just checking. You're not going to be like, as it gets closer, you realize it's actually a giant, and you're like, fucking Graham.
Human, extraordinarily frail, but pulsing with magic, eyes glowing, just like hair, like electrified, like hair standing on end. Looks like a crazed, wild old man. Huge beard, kind of splayed out all over the place, kind of like moving on its own in this very bizarre sorceress magical dance. It just kind of stands there and begins to make some magical movements, like it's casting a spell.
Can I do an arcana check to see if it's like coming at me, bro?
Sure.
20.
Yeah, definitely making an attack.
All right. Emma's like, all right, separate. He's attacking us. And I'm going to roll initiative.
Yeah, quick initiative, real quick.
That's a good idea. Nah, I'm going to go over here.
Is this?
What the hell, guys? What?
That's right. It just I even told you. The Ice King from Adventure Time, so we'll be okay. He's clumsy.
I'm just like JeffCon. Yeah, right.
Yeah, you like reading the flow. Yes, Graham. What's up?
What would you like to do?
Can I run up and attack the old man? Is he too far away? 100 feet?
Yeah.
Okay, I get within, I guess I go 30 feet, and I would like to,
You move 30 feet, what else?
I would like to cast a spell, if I can do that. Jesus. That means he's, what, 70 feet away from me. What's the distance of the gale? Oh. Pretty sure I also get an extra spell. I should definitely check that out. Can you double check if I get an extra spell right now, Drimble? For me? I can't see the book anymore, so.
What was that? One time?
Yeah. Can you check if level 10 gets an extra spell? Let's see, how far is Gust of Wind? 60 feet. Fucking.
Level 10. You're still on second level. But you do know 7 spells total.
7 spells?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm missing one. And I get an extra cantrip?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Can you pick something for me, Drimble? Doesn't matter. There's just something decent. And an extra cantrip, I guess. I guess I just double move Graham 60 feet. I can't do anything else.
You get to 50 feet, I need to make a dexterity saving throw.
Sure, yeah. I can do that. Okay, dex. I will use my Indomitable to reroll that. Actually, you know what? I will use Lucky.
There you go.
I will use Lucky. God damn it, I keep using my normal keyboard. It's fucking annoying.
Gonna roll again? Yep.
I'm going to take the 11, Graham.
Right.
Actually, guys, it's 12 because I have one dexterity. So.
You guys watch Gormung run forward to this, I mean, very clearly some sort of wizard or spellcaster pulsing with negative magical energy, where he nearly face plants from a tripwire, a trap that's sort of, as you kind of realize, sort of the area is rife with traps for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
He almost trips, does a somersault backflip back to his feet, ready to go. Keeps going.
There are some traps around here, by the way, probably. Be careful.
The Grant, what do you want to do?
Can I get in range to take a shot at this guy?
You don't have sniper, right?
No. Are you already in?
Yeah, I mean, so you'll be rolling at disadvantage, but you'd have to get to, is it 60 feet? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 60.
For his bow?
Yeah, 60, right?
If he has a long bow, I think it's
80. So you're at 100. In order for you to get to 60, you would need to move twice. So you can move and then shoot at disadvantage this round. So you'd take the lowest.
His long bow is 150.
Yeah, it's short bow.
Short bow, yeah. I'm pretty sure short bow is 120, 60, right?
I just closed it. Short bow. 80 feet, 320 feet. So you can take you could go long range. Or you can move to 80.
You can move to 80, yeah. And do short range. So you move up, take a shot.
Can I, Graham, can I kind of like slip into the user building for cover to stealth kind of type thing?
Sure.
And step into the shadows.
You slip into a building and you find several, an inordinate amount of clothes that have been discarded.
Oh. Are they nice clothes?
Does he come out looking like the Michelin man?
No, they're just common clothes, but it's like 10, 15 people's worth of clothes just discarded into this building.
Hmm.
Very bizarre.
Must be naked people.
That's it.
And I'd like to take a shot at him, please.
All right.
Do you think, like, stealthing and then moving into a house, would I get with, you know, into 80 within
80? Yeah, you have 30 foot movement, so of course.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
It's mechanical. It's like you move 30 feet, you can stealth with a bonus action, and you can shoot.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Doesn't matter.
What are these strings made out of?
Hair.
A strand of hair?
Twine.
I throw the bow on the ground and I stamp my foot. And then right. I pick it up and start to restring it.
Grimbor.
This is your chance to be more useful than me for once.
I hate you too. I am going to I'm not sure. Let's go ahead and I'll move up as well, and I will shoot him with my longbow. All right, let's not fail like Grant, okay? Or we can. Second attack. 25.
There you go.
25 would hit.
Mm-hmm.
If this was not an illusion, the arrow goes through, the illusion dissipates, the sorcerer is no longer there. A figure who looks identical to the illusion you dissipated, but clearly flesh and bone, appears from out of invisibility, just, you know, very magical, on top of a building, the building which Grant is in, out of sheer coincidence.
So I don't know where he is.
You hear him because he says,
riddly diddly dee.
Using some sort of magic to make this very booming, incredibly loud and impressive voice, deep voice. He says, "Why have you come here? Turn back. There's nothing here for you." Sort of in this kind of droning, echoing, meant to be more impressive than he really is kind of voice.
You don't know what we're here for.
That's why he just asked.
That's why he asked us.
He told us to turn back.
We are new recruits to the Thieves Guild.
What's happened here?
Deception roll.
Okay. Oh yeah, Mr. Krabs, this is gonna be good. I'm gonna use lucky, Graham.
Wow.
Roll better.
-1. I'll take that. I'll take the 13. I think, Graham. I'll take 13.
He says, "The Thieves Guild is no longer."
Why? What happened to them?
That's fine. Gormund begins to stammer and stutter. Why?
I mean, like we came a long way. We, you know, we.
The Turned Blind Eye is now under the control of Thraxus.
Cool. Where do we sign up?
Who's Thraxus?
I am, in like a thundercloud.
Cool.
All very melodramatic.
Can I come up and shake your hand and join your guild?
As I say, as I start to walk up the stairs.
Sharpening his axe. I swear, I just want to shake your hand.
I want to ask you a question real quick.
Oh my god.
He says, "Well, what do you do?" He kind of stands there.
So he's in front of me?
He's on the roof.
I make my way up to him to shake his hand to join the Thieves Guild, Graham. I mean, you can't
join the Thieves Guild without doing a thieves shake, you know.
Thieves shake.
He says, do you say that to him?
Yeah, of course I say that to him.
Please don't.
He says, kind of like his glowing eyes kind of flutter for a split second. He says,
that makes a lot of sense. Come up here.
I'm very smart. And you can kind of see just by passive insight, when extremely magically infused people like wizards and warlocks and sorcerers are deprived of magic for a very long time, they kind of go loopy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you think this guy may not be all there. Okay. So he touches back down on the roof and he waits for you to get up there. You walk up the stairs, climb to the roof, and he's like, he's kind of like, you can tell he's kind of thinking about a handshake that he's not really sure what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, just you know, you reach your hands out like this. I put both my hands out like this, Graham.
Okay.
And then when he does it, I just cut off his fucking hands.
What the shit?
If he's an illusion, you'll be sorry.
Want to make an attack? Jesus.
Oh my god.
A 24.
Wait. One of his hands off.
Yep. Second attack.
Is that for the other hand?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus! Hey, guys, no!
Wait.
Twice! Second time in Omen, Henny's rolled double ones.
You don't kill yourself, right?
No. You don't go to jail.
I watched Gormung try to be cool and go for the second hand, but he kind of tumbles and he almost falls off the roof, but he's okay. Let's get back into.
Actually, you know what? Fuck that, Graham. I'm using my last lucky dice here.
Oh my god.
1d20 plus Nine? Yeah. Oh, god damn it. I wasn't even fucking right. I need to get my fucking PC back. Because the fact that I can't use a fucking keyboard is just the worst. What? Ah, oh, fucking bitch. Okay. Space. 1D20 plus 9. Hey, I'll take that.
What?
So 18.
18.
Yeah, 18.
Yeah. Yeah, you hit. Okay, you cut him across the belly though. You don't cut his other hand off.
All right, cool. Yeah.
But yeah, nice. At that point, we're gonna slot back into initiative order. Okay.
Cool.
Baratheus, do you want to do anything?
I'm gonna go into the building that Grant's in because I don't like the way that this is going.
That's the building that this guy's in, FYI.
No, he's on the roof though.
Yeah, and he clearly wants some clothes. I understand. Take whatever you want. Like, I don't think anyone's going to be using them.
Why are all these clothes here?
I assume this was a clothes store.
Is it?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Take what you like.
This looks nice. I pick up a shirt.
If it's a store, you can't steal from it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's not, like, undead or anything, is he, Graham?
He doesn't seem very handy anymore, if that's the case. So.
Oh, my God. He doesn't seem undead to me, so.
I mean, why don't you make an Arcana check?
Well, hold on a second. Let me see here. Handbook.
Handbook? Yeah, he can only open that with one hand now.
Oh. Yeah.
Like this.
I don't have Henley doesn't have his computer and I don't have I'm using a PDF for my book tonight, which is shit. Hey. I don't remember what thaumatology does or whatever it is. What does that do?
Whatever you want.
Like, how does it work?
You can just describe whatever you want to describe, as long as it's useless, right? Thaumaturgy is like the useless.
Oh, it's thing. Useless?
It's for minor tricks and shit like that, right?
I honestly don't remember since I never pick it up because it's useless.
Yeah. Sometimes. It's like, you know, I want to make this cup red.
Well,
it's like for tricking goblins into thinking silver's gold, you know, that sort of shit.
Here we go. You can make yourself sound louder. You can make a small flame go brighter or dimmer or change color. You can make small little harmless tremors, create sounds, cause an unlocked door to close or open. And you can change the color of your eyes.
All right. Well, all right. So then what I'm going to do, because of my infernal legacy,
yep.
I can cast Hellish Rebuke at second level. Mm-hmm. It's a 60-foot range.
Look up and just go,
so, yeah. Beam up. Well, I'm not angry yet, but I do point my finger, and the creature is momentarily surrounded by hellish flames. The creature must make a dexterity saving throw. It takes 2d10 fire damage on a failed save or half as much damage on a successful. You rolled a 2? All right, so 2d10 damage.
You get to roll that, I guess.
Yep. 8. God, that's awful.
Wow. You didn't even fucking get half of the damage there, possible.
I know.
Oof. All right. Gormung, you kind of you see this guy, this old man. Takes the damage from your axe, obviously. Takes the damage.
Oh, I'm sorry. I get one more D10 because I did. It's at second level. So hold on. Sorry. So that's 17 damage. That's better.
Yeah.
You guys see this guy, this old man, just sort of reeling and stuff. Doesn't really know where he is anymore. Begins to babble incoherently. And because of his condition, he's going to use a random spell.
Uses his now
Princess Bubblegum.
So, for the sake of fun.
Oh yeah. Fun.
Because you're gonna attack Gormung.
Roll 1d1000 and see what happens.
I like that.
Gormung, I want you to roll.
Okay, I'm ready. Ready for the longest roll of your life, boys.
1d50.
All right. Space 1d50. Enter. 33. Hell yeah! Right down the middle.
Alright. Interesting.
A U-roll is spectacular armor, and now I get magical armor again.
Gormung, I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh!
Okay. Wisdom saving throw. I'll take an 18.
You withstand the whole person.
He's like, "Hurr!" And like maybe just blood like gets onto my face, and I'm just like, "Not yeah. cool, man."
Gormung, actually, did you go again?
No, I didn't go.
You're go. What do you want to do?
I want to hit a bitch.
All right, he looks pretty roughed up.
So, 42 damage.
Decapitated.
Blep. Got him. Take the crystal out of him, Graham.
He didn't have one.
Was this one of the sorcerers that were just chowing down on the crystal then, probably?
Drink his blood.
Oh my god.
Just stick a novelty straw in him. He's like...
Just carry him around. He's so skinny. Just carry him around town like one of those
just
giant
like, just start eating his hand that I cut off. So.
It's like a Capri Sun of magic.
You can't quite get the straw in right, and you break the straw, and you're like, shit. So you got to cut off the corner of it, and you drink it like that. I know the struggle.
You know, you can freeze them and then like eat them like a lot.
Yeah, you cut. You open up the bottom.
Shit. You just fucking changed my life.
You just cut the corner off and then, like,
oh
like
my god, pop. Like a push pop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh my god, I'll be right back. I'm gonna get some Capri Suns.
Sweet.
All right, so
did this guy have
what
anything?
What innocent person did we kill?
So what did he have anything on him? Like a note that says "Welcome to the Mage's Guild of the Death" or some shit.
No.
Mage's Guild of the Death.
He has a robe and he's got a necklace with what appears to be a sort of mummified goblin hand as like some sort of focus.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, he didn't have anything.
He had any like weird tattoos on his body or anything like that?
No, he's got to care about one thing.
Monkey body hands.
Magic. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What next? It.
Let's try and find the Thieves Guild in this place. See if we can find
it. Can I take a look at the hand on his neck?
Sure.
Is it magical?
It's a focus.
They're not inherently magical, no.
Okay.
I'm going to take the guy's hand and use it as a focus.
Okay.
I'll mummify it later.
You guys continue to move towards the center of the city where Grant knows, kind of sees like the center of the action is. And as you approach the center of the city, getting towards the last sort of concentric circle, right before you get to where the spire once stood, sort of this huge church, which it probably was, there is a block off, like there's a barricade in the way. So there's, like I said, it's very neat rows, very neat organized buildings. When you get towards the center, the two buildings on the other side have been collapsed, the rubble and the other stuff. You see a body in there, parts of a cart, a horse, stuff just stacked up on top of each other to form a barricade, some sort of wall of, you know, destruction. But inside, you can hear fighting, the sounds of fighting, like sword-on-sword type stuff.
Mm. Okay. Sounds like there's some hot sword-on-sword action up ahead.
Well, I mean, there's no time like the present. Graham, I cast Gust of Wind on the wall to knock it down.
Okay. Cool.
Because you said it's like ramshackle shit, right? It's not a solid brick wall or nothing like that? Yeah. So I'm just like, just stay behind me, people. And I'm just like, you know, expelling one of my 26 spell slots, Graham, and... Yeah, blow down
26? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, as it turns out, my armor was worth very little, but your old character, was worth quite a lot. So, you know, there's that. So, I'll go 25.
With a mighty magical gust of wind, the barricade is blown over where there are... a dozen or so, looks like spindly Grant-like figures. They look almost exactly like Grant in every way.
Oh God, what have I done? I've unleashed a horde.
even down to his facial hair. Yep, they look exactly the same. And there's about 12 of them in pairs, and they're just kind of sparring. They're practicing their dagger work. And they kind of look to you. Do you see anything cool when you blow the wall down?
I look at Grant and I look back at the Grants and I'm just like, I can't tell which one's the real one now. I guess I have to kill them all.
I would have gone with sorry to blow you away or something like that.
You know what? Actually, let me do that again. I walk out of the hall and I walk back in.
Wait.
And I say, knock, knock. Yeah, that work for you? Is that better?
That's fine. That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
So I guess we're not going
the immediate area. Stealthy. Oh, I'm sorry, Grant. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. Just I thought we were going to be stealthy and check it out, but Gormon's playing
it. It sounded like there was a battle on the other side, man. Come on. You can always stealth and bitch out if you want. That's cool too.
I'd like stealth and bitch out, please.
I guess I'd say he blew it.
So there's 12 here in the middle.
We've lost him.
Oh no.
Yeah, there's 12 really weak Grants in the middle. They all line up to get their hands cut off. One after
another. Damn it, did I blow up another GM with a pun? God damn it.
You're the worst.
I did it to wreckage all
the
time.
Well, it's top of the hour anyway, so why don't we take a break and wait for idea GM.
Inside, they wearing all black. They all have some of them have rapiers, some of them have two daggers, etc. etc. Mm-hmm. A dozen of them sparring partners, just kind of dumbfounded at what's happened. They appear very green, like they have not had a lot of experience. They don't really know what to do, so they're just kind of standing there waiting for you to do something.
Do I get any of them with the gust of wind or with the debris falling down?
They're not quite that close.
Okay, sure. Yeah. I just sort of stand there and look at them and like, we're here to join the Thieves Guild.
Okay.
Hail and well met.
Subtly putting my badge away.
They Sorry. Oh, well, I remember what I was going to say. I was going to say something before my computer crapped out. These guys aren't the only one that you can see from here. From this vantage point, you can see this whole, the base of this church that's been sort of imploded by something. It's been knocked over. And you can see various sorts, kind of like a tent city for has been formed over a very short period of time. So there's like, you know, there's some washing stretched out over two windows and some laundry is drying. Over there, you can see that there is some cooking happening, like way far away, like 2,000 feet, like way on the other side of the circle. But you do kind of just with passive perceptions and stuff, you can kind of see that people are looking at the commotion, seeing what's going on, noticing you, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. You see, probably in total, probably 50 individuals spread out over this very huge circle. And you say, we want to join the Thieves Guild.
We're here to join the Thieves Guild, yeah.
Do they know that he broke the wall?
I mean, it's pretty obvious, I guess.
They just kind of look and are confused, and they kind of look towards the center of the circle, where theoretically High Command is, and they look back at you, and they kind of point gingerly in that direction.
Thank you. Yes, we'll be on our way then.
And I start walking to High Command, I guess.
All right. A dwarf runs over to you guys. Gormung, you're in the lead.
Sure, yeah.
Dwarf says, "What's the meaning of this? That's our only line of defense."
"Really? Because it kind of just fell over when we were looking for a way in."
"We barely touched it."
"Who are you people?"
"And new recruits for the Thieves Guild."
"New recruits? You look a little seasoned to be recruits. Who are you really?"
We were thieves in the Thieves Guild back in Barth.
"I believe that, looking at you."
"Barth is quite a rowdy place."
"Did you hear about the explosion that took out part of the city? That was us. It was a big break-in."
"Okay. Yeah, I heard about that."
"Well, yeah, I like the idea that all three of us sort of just turn. Three of us just turn and just sort of look at you as you say that. It's like, yes.
That was us.
That was us."
"So, who's in charge here? Who do we speak to about signing up?"
"Well, it's not really sign up time. We've got a bit of a situation."
"What's the situation?"
"We're expecting an attack any day now from a demon."
"Demon?"
"So we're holding demon here in the center."
We killed one on the way in here. Is there another one?"
"We killed one on the way here."
"Yeah.
Looked like what?"
"Aravine, humongous breed, steam and smoke made out of metal and magics."
"Yeah.
Aravine creature."
"Make a deception roll."
"I mean, we did kill it, Graham."
"We didn't kill it on the way in.
I mean,
we killed a crazy old man on the way in."
14?
"Wait, wasn't..." 14. "Okay.
Cool. He's very impressed by the state of you guys. And he says, he kind of like hops in alarm at sort of the state of what fate has blown, literally blown into not necessarily his jurisdiction, but his oversight. And he says, "Bruce is going to want to see you straight away."
"Who's Bruce?"
"Now, Grant."
"Yo.
Do
you know thieves can't as a rogue? Is that a thing you learn?
Yep, I do.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Grant, you've known only one Bruce in your lifetime.
Bruce Almighty.
Your father.
Oh, shit sticks.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wait, does that mean that everyone here is your brother because they look like you?
No.
The thought crosses your mind momentarily.
My dad raised me because my mum ran away before I was born.
I'd believe that.
That was very subtle and very funny.
Thank you.
But who knows how many Bruces there are nearby that are leaders of thieves guilds?
Right.
So you go along.
Chances of like putting on something just disguisedly, you know, maybe just in case the
a mustache.
On yeah, must. Oh, wait, I've got. Can I shave very quickly?
I rip my mustache off.
Yeah.
No, wax. I'll hang around in the back a little bit more than usual.
Okay. Kind of into this very very.
If you want, I can break your nose. Would that help?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if we get out. At least you could see your father.
Do you want me to break your nose or?
No, you fucking you lead on, oh glorious leader, head of.
Okay. Well,
this, dwarf brings into a very, very well lit, very well not well maintained, but well, it was originally well built cathedral. Immediately goes downstairs, immediately to the sort of catacombs area where it's very, it's cool and it's dark, but lit with torches and relatively safe. And lead you to
relatively,
relatively safe.
Very bad pun.
And the dwarf knocks on the door. And somebody opens, and it looks just like Grant.
Fuck.
Except that it's, he's got like, kind of like the silver tips.
Ah. He's got the old salt and pepper going.
And he says, what?
And I, in the back, all you hear is just a very soft, like, ah.
How? Okay, do I am I taller than granddaddy? Yeah, okay. I look down at him and I'm just like, we're here to join the Thieves Guild.
We're here to join the Thieves Guild?
Uh-huh.
Yes?
Is this your father, Grant?
He gets up and walks away.
No.
No, okay. He looks like you. Very
No. Hmm. No.
He says, who's that back there?
I believe it's your son.
Oh.
Hey, Dad.
And he said...
you shall call me Daddy. We've been over this.
You shut up.
He says, Yancy.
How are you, Dad? It's been a while.
Yeah, he grabs you around the neck and gives you a noogie.
Adorable.
Get off. Get off. You're embarrassing me in front of my friends.
Oh, Gormong, do you see his friends anywhere?
Maybe they're really stealthed.
Guys, I think maybe we should do this by ourselves. Like, we don't need to.
No, this is great.
Well, there's plenty of people to help us here.
You see, we've been traveling with Yancy for a long, long time now.
And he says, really, doing what? More of that ballet they keep talking about?
Actually, yes. We're in a performing troupe before this. During the day, we perform ballet. Well, Yancy performs the ballet. And during the night, we... investigate crimes and burglaries and stuff like that.
It helped me with my dexterity.
I believe it. He's
very
well.
Graceful.
My balance, my poise. Do you have any idea how many ropes I would have fallen off of if I hadn't taken ballet?
Yeah, Yeah, what if he were to fall off a rope and then shit his own pants?
He says, what are you really doing here for?
He's never shit his pants before, if that's what you're asking, so...
I don't believe that.
Sir, we've come to join your noble guild.
Noble? What kind of business do you think you're getting into here?
Thievery. Is thievery not noble?
It's a gentleman's sport.
If a man is hungry, should he not steal bread?
No. What he means to say is it's a gentleman's sport.
My dad, when he was hungry, he was always more into stealing the bakery.
Not these days. These days we're taking care of serious business. And he kind of steps aside, and you see in his office back there, there's sort of a glass case, and there's like six negative energy crystals.
I run in there, brash the case, and just...
Suck them all up. Nah.
No, I don't do that. But that's how we get rid of him. What was that?
Because we're in the magic business these days.
I go over to Drimbor's bag and I pull out the crystal from the girl and I was like, we heard a little gift.
I thought you hated magic, Dad.
He says, times are tough and this economy can't afford not to.
Yeah, well, no, fair enough. Didn't think I'd see you changing your mind. All right.
What exactly are you doing with these crystals?
Well, for ever since I can remember, magic's been hard to come by. Right?
True.
Now all of a sudden these things come falling out of the sky out of nowhere. Gotta capitalize.
How many have you
got? Opportunity knocks, all that, yeah.
Is it just the six or have you used more?
We got another one coming, a big one. The white whale, so to speak.
Oh, really? How big is this white whale?
He says. He pulls a scroll out from his belt, kind of unravels this very well-made drawing of a creature.
Crystal golem.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah, it's really hard to defeat. You walk up to him and you just suck the
But that was very well made drawing.
Oh, what is that? Like a demon whip dude?
Like a Balrog?
Balor demon.
Demon whip dude.
I get the feeling that Gormung's classification of all monsters does boil down to like demon whip dude. He's like,
on the scale from one to demon whip dude, where does this monster fit?
You remember that time we beat the smelly, smelly, rotty dragon slime?
Yeah, I do remember that, Yancy. That was really good. It was especially amazing how you pirouetted on its head.
It's really amazing. Oh, I was the only one who survived. Well, you know, only one who stayed standing.
Yeah, didn't your great and wonderful dwarf friend die during that time, saving you again?
Yeah, I can't remember his name, though.
So what do you say, sir? Do you need more hands?
Sure, any friends of Yancey's are friends of mine.
Again, like me and Drimbo, like look around for them. It's like,
oh, right, of course, yes.
He means us.
Yes, I gathered that.
It's all around.
Need more hands. I have that one in my bag.
You guys drink this bizarre dwarven ale that's like mixed with coffee. It's gross.
Oh, man, I've actually had something like that before. It's nasty.
Yeah.
Go on, can we have a word, please?
Anything you want, Yancy. Why don't we just tiptoe over here?
Yeah. We move a little bit further away than that because high passive perception runs in my family.
High passive perception.
God, that fucking slayed me. That was great.
Thank you. So you know we can't trust him, right?
I mean, anything born of his loins.
I mean,
can only taint the loins to begin with, right?
What I mean is, we need a plan to betray him before he betrays us. Is what I'm saying here.
Well, look, all we need to do is sneak in.
Preferably with big sticks.
All we need to do is wait for this big white whale to show up, right? Yeah. When we collect, when
you know it's not actually a whale, right?
I realize that as a demon.
Okay, good. Dude. No, yeah, no, just check.
When it dies with the help of all of these things, we'll sort of let them do their business, right?
Like sacrifice the weak idiots outside.
Yes, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm down with that.
We'll let them do their business, and once you know they've collected all the things together, either myself or Dorimbra, or maybe both of us, or maybe Barakas as well. Yeah. We walk in there and we just take the crystals inside of us and we get the fuck out.
Okay. As in absorb them or hide them up your butt?
Look, no one's going to be keying anything tonight, okay? Like.
Okay. Well,
Well, actually, while that conversation's taking place, Dorimbor and Barakas and Bruce are, you guys are looking over sort of a crude map of the area. They're kind of like, he's kind of like moving them around, showing you the battle plan.
Okay. Where was the last place you saw this evil beast?
Said we already had one attack. So it caused all the people to leave.
Hmm. Where did they go?
That's when we built the barricades. It's just, this thing can fly.
Right.
Using its, the streets of the city are so wide that it can fly in between the buildings. We can't see it from high up. So we needed to somehow, so we built the traps, we built the various obstacles, we built the barricades to try and halt its movement.
Interesting.
What is this thing after?
I criticized the traps. I just remember that now.
What is it after?
It has to want something.
Pretty sure it's after these. You know, looking at the crystals.
Makes sense. Lots of strange phenomena around these crystals.
The door opens up and another sort of old man with robes is standing there, and he yells and he says, "Bruce, Thraxus is dead."
Thraxus.
Thraxus.
And he says, "That's ill omen indeed."
Who was this Thraxus fellow?
One of our three sorcerers.
Sorcerers.
Very mighty. We had three. Yes, we
there's
have two.
Three of you. Oh, there's well, yeah. There's now. There's only two of you. This is an ill omen. Was it the beast? What killed him?
The second sorcerer. That's who's come in now. Another old man. Decapitated. Axe blade.
Does this creature carry an axe?
No.
Are there any other people? Come on, man. Are there any other people in the town besides yourselves?
No, everyone's left.
Well, apparently not everyone. Someone is out there lurking with an axe.
At that moment, me and Gorman walk back in with the axe blood strapped to his head.
Still fresh with blood.
Yeah, still dripping blood.
He doesn't notice. He says, "Well, I guess there's no time to waste."
Yeah.
So what remains to be done to prepare for this beast?
Says we prepare the trap.
Right,
what's the first step in trapping a beast?
Bait.
Bait.
So Graham, I've seen Gormung snort these crystals, yes?
No. Yeah. Not yet. I haven't snorted in front of you. Nope.
Damn it. Okay. I won't even ask about the crystals then.
He's always gone to like the bathroom or something, you know.
No, I haven't. The last time I snorted a crystal was actually no, you might have. Okay, it wasn't a crystal.
Yeah,
it was my magic armor.
You consume it. Yeah.
But it's up to you whether you put two and two together for that. But the last thing I did, and the only thing I did in front of you was absorb my armor. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if it's worth it if I try to get one of these crystals out of him somehow.
I mean, we have a crystal.
You'd know about snorting magical stuff, right?
Because that's
it's like a common world thing.
You would.
I mean, are you going to give me the crystal to snort?
I mean, if you needed the crystal to snort, then yeah.
I mean, I have zero. I have zero spell slots.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Take it.
All right.
Probably not doing it in front of these dudes, but like, yeah.
Okay. I need to use the restroom. And I take
and,
our
and
crystal.
Then you, and then he like, to me, yeah, and I'm just
I'm like yeah. Yeah. He like, he palms it to me.
You guys, he says
I open up my locket in the shape of a crystal, and I take the crystal out of it and give it to you.
Bruce goes upstairs, and he begins to make some very complicated airport runway hand gestures to give instructions.
In thieves' cant, so we don't understand it. Yeah.
Yeah, sort of. And he gets the flags out, and he starts doing the semaphore flag instructions.
Do you know that the word whack is actually from thieves' cant, and it means to get your fair share of the spoils?
Okay.
So anyway,
the more you know.
I snort the crystal, Graham.
Okay. In roll 46.
Damn. Okay. Go good, man. Go good. Hey, that's not bad.
19. I'll take that.
That's pretty fucking
good. That's pretty fucking good.
That's some high quality little girl.
Hell yeah.
How did she taste?
You can feel the innocence in your nose.
Yeah. It smelled like baby powder.
It smelled like baby powder and a potential future.
I like how everyone's super judgy right
it
up.
It smelled like a grade school prompt. Education.
everyone's super judgy right up until they need their fix.
Look, man.
And then it's just like whatever.
Look, man. Look. You're the one that kills little girls. We just kill
all their remains. Yeah,
We do whatever's necessary to fight demon whippy monsters. Okay.
All right.
I can stomp any time I want.
All right. So, if you recall, Grant, when you were looking, as you recall, I mentioned that what was inside the middle of the center was a spire.
Tootsie
right?
Pop.
Yeah.
Okay. All over. So you guys see there. Basically, everybody in the square gets together to start hoisting this spire back straight up. Okay. Now, Grant, you never knew your father to be a particularly nice man to be around.
No.
But you never imagined that he was.
He never
evil.
Went to his dance recitals either. Strangely.
You never imagined him to be evil, but as we have well imagined. Being around these crystals sort of does things to people, right?
Yeah. Mm.
As all the men hoist up this spire, re-putting it in its place straight up, you see chained to it in concentric circles around are all of the townsfolk.
There they are.
Okay.
I found the townsfolk.
Is this the bait?
Hundreds of citizenry. Some unconscious, some screaming in agony, hoisted up, chained to this spire as bait.
And we're all outside to see this?
Yeah. He doesn't seem to care. He, as far as he's concerned, he has the high ground. He has the moral high ground, whatever that may be.
If you want to make an omelet.
These aren't.
He gets right to high five.
Am I right, Gormung?
Well, no. This is
not okay. What, you need to release these townsfolk now.
I high five my dad.
What is wrong with you, Yancy?
Bam. Shut up.
Boom. Well, I mean, we want to catch the monster, right?
No, that,
for there's what no reason? Better way to lure him here. How many dead bodies are there around?
There weren't any, were there?
Dead bodies or no dead bodies? They've all been any bodies been strapped to this thing.
Are they like screaming or saying?
Some anything? Of them. Some of them are dead.
Oh.
Some of them aren't.
Yeah.
It's all very grotesque and disgusting. I mean, Barakas, in your religion's version of hell, this is certainly a feature.
Yeah.
So I assume we're going to do something about this.
Yes, you need to let all these people go immediately.
I've got something I can use here, actually, that I want to use. Where the hell is it? Oh, God damn it.
To Durimbor and Barakas, Bruce says, all right, stick our positions. We have to be ready when this thing shows up. We're going to capture this.
Does it seem like, if I were to unchain these people, they'd be okay? Or is it like they'll fall and die?
How far, yeah.
How tall is this spire?
Yeah, yes and yes, depending on how high up they are.
Okay. How do you save a tower, a spire full of people from collapsing on itself?
All right, Dad.
Boy.
I don't want to disparage your genius and wonderful plan. It's really very impressed. Why didn't you use the crystals as bait?
Because that's what.
Well, yeah, but that's what it's after, right? It makes more sense to use the best bait, especially if the payoff is bigger than what you're offering.
They are, it cannot be put at risk. He says, sort of without thinking, I need them.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kind of catches himself and he says, well, we need them.
So, what was Barakas doing?
He's flipping. He's like, wait a minute, guys.
I'm like, Never mind.
There's something in my Bible somewhere here. I remember it.
No. I've got nothing. I just think it's messed up.
I swear I had something for this.
Yeah. Damn it.
So, Gormung's been especially quiet.
Sorry, I'm just looking for a final... two final spells out of my list while you guys are talking. So.
Okay.
So
what do you make of this?
I mean... Clearly, we need to save these townsfolk.
Bruce says, all right, who's lunchtime?
I could eat.
I grab Yancy by the shoulder. I'm like, and I lean him in close. I'm just like, I might be considering killing your father.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Why not? We get the crystals.
So. Right. Yeah, I turn around and I'm just like, Bruce, I have a question for you.
Orcman.
What were these shadow creatures that were training in the yard?
Sorry, what?
You said there were shadow creatures training in the yard? They looked like Grant?
No, they were people, humans.
They were people. Yeah. They were thieves, rogues.
They just... you know, all look like me because they're all rogues. Racism.
Racism against rogues. Yeah. Actually, before I talk to Bruce, I turn to Grant. I was like, is there any sort of like, I kill the leader of the Thieves Guild, I become the leader of the Thieves Guild kind of thing?
Probably not.
No, it's a bit more of like a you know, the next senior member.
Right. Okay.
probably, longer you're in the company.
Probably one of those sorcerer dudes. I mean, kill them, maybe. Like, you know, kill enough people and you become the leader, right?
Yeah, that's true. I can't think
Why do you want to become a leader? Like, these guys clearly suck.
So, how many people hanging up, Graham? I'm sorry, I was reading books.
Like 50?
What?
How many townsfolk?
Oh, like, we're talking thousands.
Oh.
Holy crap, they've been here for a while then. Damn.
Or they've worked.
Okay. Shit. I want to try. I guess the only way that we can theoretically save them is by killing the monster before they get before the thing comes down, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, that's the only thing that I can think of that would do it. I don't know, I'm kind of at a loss. This seems like an incredibly evil thing to do.
Yeah.
There's no Yes. Yes, it is.
Gray area.
Not even close.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we can get to it before it hurts anyone, then...
What do you think is, considering we fought things like this before, what do you think the likelihood is that we'll be able to do that?
I think it's better than having 1,000 people weigh on my conscience.
Some of them are already dead. It's probably more like 900.
That's not the point.
Ready?
No. I know it doesn't matter to you, but it matters to me, and I don't want that on my conscience.
Well, Gormung, if it matters to you, it matters to me.
Really? It matters to you?
Someone said something about lunch.
All right, what are we talking about over here? You guys talking about me?
We're talking about what we want to eat.
Yep. All right, sounds good.
How long, Bruce, did it take you to string up all these people? It's an interesting dedication.
A couple of days, overnight.
Huh.
My masterpiece, if I do say so myself. I'm very proud of it. You like it?
I don't know if it's something you should be proud of.
Beautiful.
Very proud of it. So proud. Ooh, boy. Can't wait to make the second one.
Second.
Yeah, bigger. Twice as big.
Wait, I thought this was bait for the monster thing.
Yeah, there's going to be more monsters, bigger monsters.
Ready? How do you know that?
It's all up here.
You know, you sound a little bit paranoid here, Dad.
Yeah, a little bit paranoid. Yeah.
imagine my life growing up, guys. This is typical.
I'm imagining you in actually a ballet dress, to be honest with you.
I don't swing that way, but thank you for considering me.
I mean, ballet is predominantly done in dresses, yes?
Depends, really.
On the size of the man?
No, on the gender of the person.
Ah. So, Graham, I guess the only way that we can do anything is maybe have Grant sneak into a tent and try and work out where the home base of this thing might be. And sort of attack it before it gets here.
Interesting. Sure. You can do whatever you want.
Does that sound like a reasonable plan to you guys, or like?
I mean, you've got to convince me that it's something I want to do.
I know, I get that, but like, is this something that you want to? Because having the Thieves Guild here help us take down this beast is going to be very useful, but at the same time, it's going to be like, at the loss of 1,000 innocent lives.
So Bruce is still right here, right?
Oh, he's trying to talk to people who talk to his men, and the men are just once again just kind of standing there and not. As you kind of like spend more time with these people, all of like the soldiers and stuff, like the foot soldiers and people, they can fight, but they don't talk much.
And so, would you say that he's within 60 feet of me?
Yeah.
I cast command on Bruce.
Did he get a save?
He has to succeed on a wisdom saving throw.
That's 18.
Yeah,
I was about to say, you know, Spoot, you're not the best with the rolls, you know, maybe.
Well, but I didn't even have to roll that time.
Is this one of those things where they know that that a spell was cast on them, Graham, or like?
Command, I don't think so. Let's see.
We could just.
No, it doesn't say anything about.
I think the drama. Let's say no.
Yeah.
So yeah. We just see we see Baracus being like.
I just went. I did like a finger gun at him. You know, like, hey, and he's just like, "What a fucking weirdo!" And I'm like, "Yeah,
I am."
You're right. Damn it. Okay.
Well, we gotta
do some more. He makes a speech among his sort of like a cadre of foot soldiers and stuff. Talks about how without Thraxus, they're gonna have to all take overnight shifts. Everybody's gonna have to work 24 hours a day, and they don't say anything. But as they don't say anything, he like bows and like. He clearly hears some kind of applause in his own head.
Hmm. Well, if we're going to do something, we better do it quick, because I don't know how much longer I can check myself with this fire of thousands of innocent lives sitting in front of me.
I do have one more thing that I might be able to try.
Please go ahead.
Look in my book to make sure it's, you know.
I wish there was a lawman here who was brave enough to save us.
I'm brave enough. I'm just not strong enough. I won't be able to take him off the tower.
Oh, I wish I had my fucking book. PDFs suck. Okay. So I'm going to try locate creature.
Okay.
Describe or name a creature that's familiar to you. So I'll say it's a big, flappy-winged fire whip guy demon.
Fire whip guy, yeah.
Whippy demon.
Fire whip guy. If the creature is within, I can sense the direction to the creature's location as long as the creature is within 1,000 feet. If the creature is moving, I know the direction of its movement. The spell can locate a specific creature known to you or the nearest creature of a specific kind, so long as I have seen such a creature up close. If it's in a different form, blah, 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 that's all right. So basically, is he within 1,000 feet of us?
Yes.
Is he?
What's going to happen is he's the statue just above us.
Yeah. Is it moving? Is it moving, Graham?
I think he's thinking.
Oh, sorry.
Slightly.
What direction would it be moving?
This way.
Listen, we don't. I think we're out of time here. This thing's within at least 1,000 feet, and it's moving right at us. Slightly.
So we go with Dad's plan.
I think. Okay.
Or we could move towards it before it even gets close enough.
It's coming here for the bait. There's no way we can bring it down. Here's what I think needs to happen. It's inevitable that these 1,000 souls are here. We don't have enough time to free them all. We don't have enough manpower to fight the Thieves Guild. However, we can take advantage of it being in combat with the Thieves Guild and pick our targets during the fight.
I'm not scared of any of these Grant looks like, no offense, Grant, but
I think it's more of a numbers overwhelming us more than their strength as an individual.
They smoke.
I think you
can. I can't swing my axe fast enough to kill all those things.
Well, let's see. I could take about 10. Gormong, you could probably take, what, 25 or
probably,
so?
Probably, yeah.
if you tried.
Yeah.
Draxus, you could probably handle 10, I'd say, about. Grant, you can handle the rest.
Sure.
Two. Should be plenty for him.
Depends if my bowstring breaks again.
Yeah. He really fixed it. We should start using sub. You know, I told you not to go when we went to the bowstring store, not to just buy the bulk cheap stuff.
I'm sorry, you know, your bow looks so cool, I wanted to make mine like yours.
Yeah.
Easily breakable.
Yeah, right. So next time we go
you don't want to get tied string up to store. A bow.
Yeah. Next time we go to a string store, we need to get the high quality, spend some money.
Yeah.
You know, we'll get the good ones that we don't break, not buy the cheap ones out of the barrel.
Okay, so do you want to?
I guess I get up high.
You know what? I guess I just go straight over to. I position myself next to the tent with the crystals.
I swing myself up onto the roof.
Remember, it's not a tent; it's the basement of the church.
Yeah.
Braccus,
come with me.
All right.
And Rimble, maybe stand up with Grant and do some sniping for the time being. Me and Baracus are gonna go make sure these crystals don't fall into the wrong hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your track record with these types of beasts aren't the best, Rimble. So maybe you just stand like a little bit further away from me, just like down there. Somewhere. Yeah, there you go.
Can I borrow a couple of those branches? You have like 30.
So is it planned to wait until the creature attacks to start picking off targets, or do we? What do you want to do? Do you want to attack them now before the creature gets here?
I think I would like to wait for the creature to get here.
I think
Steve's guilds aren't an immediate threat to the citizens. It's the monster itself. So we need to prioritize him.
I think waiting for the creature to get here and having them attack it would mean that, you know, they would cause damage to the thing, and hopefully the creature will attack the Thieves Guild as a means to like protect its own life, right? And during the chaos, we can, you know, put a few arrows into the back of the guild mages and stuff like that. So
sounds like a plan. I thoroughly approve. It's devious. It's dastardly. It's evil. It's great.
It's not evil. It's the best of a bad situation. There's no way we can free 1,000 souls by the time this thing gets here.
Sounds like someone said something similar to that before, and he was called evil. But you know, whatever that's called.
The best we can do is kill the creature before he starts to devour any of the innocents. So,
well, how about it,
Graham? That's what we do. That's our setup.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get Diggity down and trying to head down.
Is there any sort of like magical weapons or armor in this place at all?
Investigate.
Okay. Also, how long have we spent in this place?
30 minutes.
Oh, okay, 30 minutes. All right, yeah.
Do I get my luck back? Because I've used it all up already.
How's about a 22 crit? Boom, baby.
So here's the thing. You look around, you say you're kind of investigating. You're like, you first thing you notice is that the door to the office is locked.
Okay.
Okay. Second of all, you're like, okay, well, maybe we'll just come back to that. You're peeking around and looking around, not sure what's going on, not sure what you're trying to find, but you're just looking. You look through every room, every door. You find all manner of mundane items and goods and stuff. And you come to the end of the hallway, the end of the basement. And you're like, all right, well, by virtue of your mastery of spatial geometry, you realize... Exactly. You realize there must be a door here. Huh. Secret door.
Okay. All right. Push on the secret button to open the door.
Secret button.
What you find inside is a small room, 10 feet by 10 feet, with an altar just made of stone. sitting on the altar is an item.
Okay, what does the item look like?
I want you to roll a D100.
Oh, fuck yeah, boys.
We rolling.
Roll high.
It's extra anticipation because you have to
pick 9.
Wow, that's not high.
Is it high better or low better, Graham? In these instances,
it's all sort of the same.
Okay, yeah.
You get a poop emoji.
I get daddy's doo-doo. Hey,
don't knock poop emojis.
It's like poop emoji scored.
Roll again. I'm not a fan of that one.
What was it?
Probably like a potion of armor.
Potion of 77.
It was the wand of whip demon slaying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Win.
Gormung, what's laying there is a body.
For fuck's sake.
And on the body.
Okay, yeah.
Is a suit of plate armor. Okay, that pulsates with magic.
I put that shit on my body.
It's like a fun montage where it's like a lot of cool.
The anime sound effects of a glove like tightening around my hand, you know.
It's very Iron
Man. A lot of quick cuts.
Yeah, it's basically Hot Fuzz where I'm like loading up all the guns except I'm putting on plate armor. It takes 10 minutes exactly. So.
Yep. So what is exactly is the question. You still have some time, so you can attune to this and figure out what it is, okay?
Sure, yeah.
This is called... this is Plate Armor of Etherealness.
Okay. Do I go invisible in it?
Sounds like something a priest could use.
While you're wearing this armor, you can speak its command word as an action to gain the effect of the etherealness spell, which lasts for 10 minutes or until you remove the armor or use an action to speak the command word again.
Etherealness spell. All right. Can you type the word for me so I can copy and paste it?
Spell the word etherealness?
Yeah.
Could you use it in a sentence?
Yes, you step into the border regions of the ethereal plane in the area where it overlaps with your current plane. You remain in the border ethereal for the duration or until you use your action to dismiss the spell. During this time, you can move in any direction. If you move up or down, every foot of movement costs an extra foot. You can see and hear the plane you originated from, but everything there looks gray.
Plane jumping? Fuck yeah, man.
You can only affect and be affected by other creatures on that plane. Creatures that aren't on the ethereal plane can't perceive you and can't interact with you. You ignore all objects and effects that aren't on the ethereal plane, allowing you to move through objects you perceive on the plane you originated from. When the spell ends, you immediately return to the plane you originated from in the spot you currently occupy. So yeah, it's like a plane jump kind of thing.
So I can like use it to basically jump through walls and stuff like that, yeah?
You have the noclip spell. Sure.
Nice. All right, I go to that locked door, Graham, and I walk through it.
Oh, of course you do.
Yes. All right, so you activate the armor.
Yep.
So you walk through the door. Side.
Yep.
Let me in when you get through there.
Of course, yeah.
What do you do?
What's on the other side? What do I see?
This large glass case with 6.
Okay, so it is a 6 stone room. Okay, cool. Yeah, I will unethereal.
Okay.
Come back to the plane, and then I'll open the door to let Barakas in.
Okay, the door is arcanely locked, so it's locked.
Oh, really? Directions. Okay. I have arcane lock, a spell. Can I use that in any way to open this?
Can you unlock doors that way?
I don't know, actually. Let me read it. It says, you touch a closed door, window, gate, or chest, and it becomes locked for the duration. You and the creatures you designate when you cast one can open the spell normally. You can also set a password that's spoken within 5 feet of the object surpasses the spell for 1 minute. Otherwise, it is impossible. Until it was broken, the spell was dispelled or suppressed. Casting knock on an object suppresses the arcane lock for 10 minutes.
So I have dispel magic. Would that work?
Probably, yeah. The other thing is, too, like, I can just walk in, grab what we need, and just walk out. Like, it's... That way no one knows, like... Because I have a feeling...
That's true.
I have a feeling that he might also know that the door was tampered with just magically, right? Like, yeah. Is there anything else worth taking in this room, Graham?
You can... investigation.
Okay. At 10.
Okay, you find some gold and silver, just like a chest full of knickknacks, baubles, art objects, treasure, strictly speaking. I mean, like 100 pounds, 200 pounds, something like that. Just all the loot from this whole town probably stuck together in this one chest.
What about maps and stuff like that, or plans and areas that might have, you know, they've already found other crystals but haven't gone to get yet?
Not with that role.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. Okay, well, I'll, I'm thinking that if he's arcane locked the door, there's no reason why he wouldn't arcane or trap the glass chest here, so...
I mean, I can come in.
Look,
so I have dispel magic, you have arcane lock, so we can always put the arcane lock back on the door when we're done, right?
I mean, it's more like when the arcane lock gets busted, he might be just... Graham, does this thing work where I can reach in and take these crystals with this ethereal armor?
Well, as you think about this, you're like, you think about using the power again, but then you realize, once per day.
Fuck. You're stuck in there, dude.
Okay, yeah, open the door.
I cast dispel magic on the lock.
All right.
High five.
I like the idea that Gormung's like, no, don't worry, I've got this. And then a little bit later,
you just hear this stuff like, Baracus.
Baracus, can you Graham, let me, please?
Graham, that was a nice slow burn on that joke. That was a good one.
I guess you guys hear so very frantic, very frantic footsteps from outside, and some. Not really yelling, but some shouting of instruction and stuff.
Okay, so the creature must be here then.
As Bruce runs down the stairs in alarm.
I go into the room, shut it, and I look at Gorwan. I'm like, put a lock on this door, man.
Arcane lock.
All right.
Password is I love my son.
He's never going to guess that.
Bruce runs down the stairs and he's by himself. Not that you would know that, but you only hear one set of footsteps.
Mm-hmm.
Tries to pull the door open, tries to jiggle the handle, knocks on the door, pounds on the door, and he says, "You'll never get out of here alive."
I say to Gormong,
"I don't think he knows we're here."
Yeah.
You stay in there, your allies are forfeit. I will slaughter them and lay them at your feet.
Does he know it's us?
Do you think he knows it's you?
I mean, I guess we're the only outliers in this whole camp, right? So it kind of makes sense, but...
I look through the keyhole. And I cast Calm Emotions.
Okay. What does that do?
It calms him down. It chills him the fuck out. Hold on. Let me actually read
it. Isn't it nice having spell slots, guys?
You can just do things. You know, like... I love it.
Do you remember, what is your current spell slot total?
18.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. We got magic for days, son.
So I attempt to suppress strong emotions. Each humanoid in the 20-foot radius sphere centered on a point I choose within range must make a charisma saving throw. A creature...
17.
How much?
17.
God damn it. Well, I'll stop reading.
Okay. Yeah. You know, at that point, I just sort of like, I lean back on the door and was like, you know what we're in here with, right?
Oh yeah.
So as far as we're concerned, we've got the bargaining chips in here.
You hear him yell down the hallway. And he says to somebody, I mean, you know, who knows, you can't tell. Says, bring me the elf and my son.
I mean, let's get a stealth roll from these two guys, yeah? They did say they're climbing up something, so.
I rolled a 20 to climb and hide.
Yeah, I had rolled a 10.
Ooh, natural 20 on investigation. There he is.
Hey, Dad!
Are you sure these sticks are going to work?
Hey, oh, come down. And Durimbor, do you have stealth?
Yeah, I have stealth.
Like, what was the roll?
Did you stealth? Oh, I rolled a 10.
Yeah.
Oh, there they are.
Yeah.
Hey! Oh, hello!
Hey, Dad.
You guys see the beast over here? No, they want us to come down there.
Why?
Maybe they have food for us or something.
I mean, why do you want us to come down there?
Hot chocolate.
I do like hot chocolate.
But you be quiet. What's going on?
My elf is gluttonous is showing in.
Because your friends locked themselves in the restroom.
Oh, Gormon doesn't do well with city food.
Yeah,
that's probably what it is.
We have a monster coming that we're supposed to help you guys defeat. Like, yeah. That doesn't seem like a super important reason for us to come down there.
I don't know. Your orc friend seems pretty tough. We might need him.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
You do need someone to get hit. Yeah.
What's the armor class on this armor, by the way? Is it just plate or is it magic plate? Like, is it plus one?
Well, it's plate. Whatever plate shows.
20, right?
Yeah, something like that. He says, I think they're having emotional distress.
It's true, we are.
They were quite upset.
Plate is 18. 18.
Really? That's it?
What do you think, Grimble?
Oh, well, yeah, if Gormong's in trouble, we should go help him.
I take a moment to reflect on the fact that most of my party is trusting and stupid. And I'm like, okay, fine, let's go.
All right, so you climb down.
What's wrong with Gormon?
He takes you to the office door.
I'm walking behind Durimbor, just FYI. Like, I'm walking a couple of paces backwards behind.
All right, Grant, your incredible passive perception
runs in the family.
That doesn't mean that that Bruce can get away with doing some very slight commands without you noticing.
Okay. What commands?
Not sure what.
Wait, did I notice him doing commands?
Yeah, you notice him do, you know, some kind of hand movement.
Okay.
This doesn't look like the bathroom. Isn't this the office?
Durimbor.
Yeah. Grant? Sorry, one second. Bruce.
Ready to stop.
Oh, okay.
They went in there looking for the restroom, and now they're stuck.
Oh.
Well, get them out, then.
I can't. They've already locked the door from the inside.
Why would they lock the door from the inside already, my rapier?
This isn't a bathroom.
I've got one of my hands on my rapier like this now at this point.
Baracus.
Gormung, are you coming out?
Yes.
What are you guys doing in there? That's not the bathroom.
No, it's not.
Well, you guys, are you busy? We got the monster to kill.
So you hear, like, you know, the sound of glass being shattered. It's like,
yeah, we're kind of busy in here. Just give us a moment.
What are you doing?
Gormung.
Important things. Don't worry about it.
Oh, Gormung. I didn't know I was like that. Grant, we should leave them to their privacy.
Drimble. Gormung.
Yes.
Is it time for Operation Little Girl?
Yes, it's time for Operation Little Girl.
Okay, I draw my rapier and I stab my dad.
Why is this game like this?
So I'm gonna, for the sake of drama and because he thinks the same way you do, I want just Grant to roll initiative against the dead.
Okay, yeah.
you're gonna have a daddy off? I like this.
Oh, it's a rite of passage. You have to kill your own father.
Son, I've always wanted you to murder me. That means you're a man now.
That's good, but not good enough. You guys, Durimbor, Grant draws his rapier, and he goes to slash at the dead. Ching! Already blocking.
I anticipated your move before you were born, son.
This is the problem with paranoid people, you know?
Initiative, everyone.
Alright.
This is going to be like a whole Darth Vader Luke thing. Do I just stand off to the side as they battle?
I mean, it's a bit more Darth Vader versus the Emperor, maybe. Yeah.
I mean, can I... Oh,
damn.
Oh, hold on. Can I give him... Yeah, I know what I'm going to do.
Encouraging words from
no, the game. I can give you War God's blessing.
Durimbor, what do you want to do?
I'm gonna do the cool thing. I'm gonna cast haste on myself.
Aww.
I draw my rapiers, obviously, and that's my action.
Grant.
Yes.
What do you want to do?
Oh, it's my go? Okay. I will... Okay, I will attack with my rapier, I guess.
All right.
So question. Am I just in combat with my dad, or am I in combat with... Is there anyone else down here?
Down the hall.
Okay. I'll just would I have been able after he parried to like draw my other rapier?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll attack with my rapier then.
And I'm gonna use my reaction to grant him War God's blessing, which gives him a +10 bonus to the roll.
Are you still looking through the hall and the door? Is this the
Yeah.
One? He's just like
yes, I'm
peeping. Peeping on it.
Take it off.
What?
Kill him.
Is that +10 to hit or to damage?
It's to the attack roll.
Okay, so
to hit.
So it's a hit.
So you rolled a 32.
Yes. it's not. Wait, is Drimble?
I'm right next to you. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's 30 damage with my rapier, and then. My offhand 23.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And that is. I can't do maths. No, I can. It's 22. So 52 damage.
Damn, dude.
Jesus.
You're getting to Gormung level of fucking shit now. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sneak attack bonus.
If only Grant was willing to get into close combat all the time.
Here's all the right thing, if you stood next to me, man, like, we would be, like, super fucking good in combat. Like, because I have Sentinel and you have this shit that affects when someone's in next to your target, so, like, shit, dude.
Bruce will, start to laugh.
Okay.
And
that's his turn.
And then he dies.
He will bonus action disengage.
Okay.
And he will kind of quick step, run, sprint, whatever you want to call it, halfway down the hallway. Grab a just like a dagger from his belt, you know, another thing he had, and just throw it down. Clearly not trying to kill you, or not like a killing strike or anything, but he's going to try to, you know, keep you at bay.
Yeah.
Time being, how does 27 treat you?
Hits me.
It's only a d4.
I ignore all the damage.
4, 5, 6, 7,
8. This is a rage against my father.
Piercing damage, okay?
How much damage?
8.
8. Can I do my uncanny dodge to take half damage?
Yeah, sure.
So I'll take 4.
Gormung, what do you do?
Well, I'm going to absorb 3 of these crystals.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
So you just have, like, one in each hand and, like, one in your mouth, and you're just like...
Not all like... 3 in the mouth, man. Just, like, the gentleman picture, you know? Like, gentleman. how much spell slots is that room? What was that?
12d6.
Okay. Holy shit.
All right, then. This is going to turn into a scene from Pulp Fiction when that girl ODs.
Yeah, I'm going to have to, like, jam a needle into his chest.
That's actually very poor rolls. I actually rolled very, very bad on that. Like,
Rockus, something happens when Gormung does this.
I imagine it would.
Gormung's eyes, light comes out of his ears, his whole being begins to glow.
59 spell slots.
Oh, Jesus.
Baracus. Baracus, Gormung has become unstable.
Oh.
I mean, wasn't he always kind of unstable?
Baracus, what do you want to do?
I take 3 of the remaining crystals. Yeah,
I'm gonna snort 2 of them.
Oh, yes, you don't take more than 2 Panadol at a time.
And I'm gonna put the other one in my pocket because I want to give it to Drimbor as soon as we get out of here.
I see. Drimbor already gets 1.
So what is it, like 9d6?
8.
8.
If you roll higher than 34, I'm going to be pissed, dude.
30.
Jesus Christ.
Damn.
That's 45 spell slots.
You as well begin to glow.
Oh, sweet!
You know, I also like the idea that, you know, just before it's Grant's turn, he hears the distinct saying of, like, I love my son. And then the door just goes... and opens up, and me and fucking Braxis just walk out, just like fucking illuminated by the light of making so much magical power.
Oh, Jesus.
You guys see an immense amount of light pour out of the doorway behind you. From...
What the hell?
It's at that point that you guys begin to feel the ground shake. I need you all to make dexterity saving throws.
Nice.
Ooh, shit.
Because of my haste, I have advantage on this.
I have 11.
23.
I got a rock.
do you have advantage on this?
Gormung and Baracus, you guys are like so impressed by your personhood.
They're like bodybuilders just walking out being like, ooh,
looking in a mirror.
And you fall over on each other.
I am a god. Oh no, slightly rumbling floors. My only weakness.
I can't see my own feet, so I don't know where I'm putting them.
So what is causing this rumbling? You guys, cracks form in the walls around you, cracks form in the ceiling. And rubble and debris fall from the ceiling as the top of this cathedral is lifted off of the ground by an enormous flawed hand.
You know, I'm just instantly reminded of fucking Aladdin. When Jafar goes full retard and is like, I'm the most powerful being ever. And he like rips off the Sultan's castle. Yeah.
I'm at a four, Graham. Falling over when I was admiring my illuminating self has pissed me off a little bit.
Okay. Mm. Very nice.
Graham, I'm at a zero for self-consciousness.
You guys see above you, kind of looming over you, is this huge, huge, huge monstrous demon creature.
Oh, for some reason, I thought he was the size of like a book or something like that. Like, he didn't seem that big in the book.
Yeah. I thought he was as big as a paperback book.
Yeah, enormous and noble. Enormous fire whip guy. It will roar in sort of protest, I guess. And it will look for those creatures with a lot of magic.
Sweet. Let's go. I'm jacked up on
Coke. Number two.
So, Barakas.
Yes.
You first.
Nice. Let's see how you go, bro.
Great. Let's see.
900d6 worth of damage.
Lifts up this huge sword, and it's this enormous blade. And the blade looks to be made of the same pulsing energy that the crystals are made of.
Oh, we absorb it. It comes down on us, Graham. We just snort it. Like,
Barakas, does 20 hit you?
Yes, it does.
It's a lot of die.
Oh wait, God. No, fuck! I'm forgetting that I have fucking defender. Oh my god.
Barak, you take a total of 23 damage.
Okay.
Half of that is slashing, half of that is lightning damage. Does that matter?
No.
All right.
I'm okay.
And you guys all see this. You guys are all aware of what's going on. Back to Durimbor.
Durimbor. He's
not dead.
Yeah, I'm not dead, actually.
How tall is this creature? Like realistically? Is he like 60 feet tall? Like, what are we dealing with here?
Sure. Like, kaiju scale.
Okay. Mm. I think I might have an idea if Graham's willing to let me do it to see what I can do to this guy. So.
I'm going to cast Zone of Truth.
Okay.
Have you graduated to wine now, Brian? Is it, like... You were just smashing a couple of beers earlier. Now you're on wine.
No, he's on wine.
I didn't even have to get up.
Nice. Right. So I have multiple actions now because of my haste. I gained one additional one. One of them I'll be using to cast Mirror Image upon myself. There's three more illusionary Durimbors like in my same space. Just like I made little clones of myself. I just see this big fucking thing. Like, where's its foot? Is it really far? Is it close? Is it realistic that I can go up and start stabbing at its foot?
It's kind of kneeling to. It's kind of kneeled to pick up the cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
So you could probably take some arrow shots at its face, but you're gonna have to move. You're gonna have to run and get up on ground level. Remember, you guys are in the basement, so you're kind of in a depression right now. But
well, I have a.
You know, it's like Prince of Persia, your way up the wall and.
Yeah, I have 60 feet speed just base because of haste. So I will move out of the cathedral, let's start shooting some arrows
at. Anime run past Bruce.
I don't care about him right now.
All right, anime run.
So God, how many attacks do I have? Two, or I just have two right this turn. 11, it's probably a miss. A 9 is also probably a miss.
I mean, it's enormous, so. Probably hits if it's past.
Well, 10. It's worried about. I'm worried about like penetration. This thing's huge. It's got to have some
skin.
No, that's all I got.
All right. Pew pew.
Pew pew. Like, yeah. And so yeah, I'm just running.
Grant, what do you want to do?
I'm not sure which one I should go for.
We had to prove your manhood.
Kill your father.
Do it.
Do it. Take your place at my side. Unlimited power. Strike him down.
Yeah, I think at this point he's obviously nuts. I'm going to take him out. So I'm going to move back into, I guess, engagement with him. Can I get there?
Yeah.
And I'll swing. This time I don't get any sneak attack, but I'll attack with my rapiers.
Rapiers.
20.
Yeah.
You can roll good.
For 11. And 23.
Yep.
So 21 damage.
All right, got him. Bruce will he'll, kind of like what happens when somebody's clearly crazy and their hair kind of falls in front of their face a little bit.
Yeah.
And he says, "So this is what it's come to."
I mean, yep.
yes, yep. Father.
He will bonus action disengage.
Mm-hmm.
And then dash.
Away again.
Dash away. Up the steps. Gormong.
Yes. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to use Blade Ward on myself.
Yeah.
To give myself resistance for bashing, slashing,
piercing,
all that sort of stuff. And
then about it's like fire and lightning.
Yeah, and then I'm going to Scorching Ray.
Okay.
So I cast this. Wow, I rolled an 8 on that. Wait.
Yeah, you guys are really trying to attack this thing on its hide. Where you really need to go for some weak points, so you keep like it's just not doing anything, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is there any way that I can pinpoint a weak point?
Yeah, I mean, eyes, belly.
Okay.
Mouth.
All right. How about then? I will do my best to, I guess. Scale, it's 60 feet. God, that's so high up. Okay, question for you, Graham. If I gust of wind, can I gust of wind myself upwards?
I don't see one. There's only one way to find out.
Yay.
I wish to sort of like scale onto this thing, you know, like and climb onto it and stuff.
What's the gust total?
It's 60 feet. Of distance. I guess in order to do this, I'd need to spend my action surge because I did 2 actions just then. So I get a running start for 30 feet of movement, gust of wind at my feet and fly up as high as I can and try and,
I want you to make an acrobatics check.
Acrobatics. Okay.
Or you know what? Athletics. This is a long jump.
Yeah. My man. 26.
All right. Now, because you're in the basement, you don't get to get the full 60 feet, so you actually get 50 feet. You land on, you get up to its shoulder where you can like grab hold of something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Realize what you're getting hold of is this enormous skull that's as big as you are.
Sweet. Yeah.
Dragon's.
Yeah, I obviously I didn't bring my axe with me because I need both hands to grab onto this thing. Okay. But that doesn't matter because I can bonus action into my hands. And I, with my remaining attack, I will attack it with my great axe of sharpening for 15.
Did not hit.
It's a boing. I'm like, ah. So I guess I just let the axe
All right.
Stay where it is, I guess, for my spot. Yeah.
Baracus.
Sorry, go ahead.
You've been left behind.
Well, right, so I'm going to cast Guardian of Faith.
Yeah.
And I'm going to... did the door get destroyed when the roof got ripped off?
Nope.
It's still closed and locked?
No, it's not. Yep. No, it's open. I said the keyword is open.
Oh, okay. All right, so I cast Guardian of Faith. And what that does is basically a nondescript sort of humanoid-looking figure with a sword and a shield pops up in a spot that I want it to. And any creature that comes within, I believe it's 10 feet of that guardian for the first time, has to save on a dexterity saving roll or take 20 points of damage.
All right.
So I'm going to put the Guardian of Faith between me and Fire Whip Boy. And I'm going to tuck and roll out the door and toss Drimbor the last crystal.
There he is.
And I'm going to be like, snort that shit!
You Popeye that shit, you just like pop it into your mouth. This is like...
I'm all like hyped up on crystal. And I'm like, snort it!
Snorted boy.
All right. So now that somebody is within 5 feet of the creature, Gormung, namely, this creature has an uncanny property. At the start of each of the demon's turns, each creature within 5 feet of it takes 3d6 fire damage.
Yeah, and you know, it's just a nice fall down. So
that's only good damage.
Welcome to hell.
Eight fire damage.
How much?
Eight.
And Blade Ward doesn't protect against that, does it?
This is more of an aura, so I'm going to say definitely not.
Yeah, bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing damage. Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to say that because I think it's cool your pants catch on fire.
My loincloth?
Yeah.
Gormor's got a hot ass.
All right. Now it's attacks. It's going to get use its fire whip on Drimbor. Okay. Mm-hmm. So kind of like the Balrog, like the whip comes around and throw you off your feet. Now, by the way, while this is going on, I'm just kind of ignoring some of the other. There's like arrows and spears and javelins and stuff flying in from all over the place, and you see like bodies and stuff, and people are doing all sorts of stuff, and there's a lot of activity going on, but we're just focusing on us. Okay, so Drimbor.
Did he come within 10 feet of my guardian?
No, he hasn't moved.
Okay.
I assume 33 hits.
Yeah. Yeah, that would hit.
That's rough, man.
14 slashing damage.
Okay.
And, oops, that's not right. And... 4 fire damage.
Okay.
And I need you to make a strength saving throw.
Alrighty.
Jesus.
Hey-o.
Oh, hey-o.
I think Drimbor flung 25 feet away into a building. All right, and then second, he's going to longsword at Baracus, which would put him in, he's going to move to get in, he's going to be in that Guardian of Faith range.
Yeah, so let me just double check. I believe it's dexterity saving throw.
Now, Drimbor, I forgot about mirror image. You got to remind me of that stuff.
I do. I forgot about that as well. Next turn, I'll remember.
All right.
I keep my concentration, so I'm fine. All
right. So what's the guardian thing?
I believe I just had it up. I believe it's a dex saving throw.
7.
So that fails.
Okay.
So he takes 20 radiant damage.
Ouch. Takes all of that.
And my guardian remains.
Alright.
But now he's hitting me.
Now he's hitting you. Longsword. This sort of crystal magical longsword. 21.
Yeah, that hits.
Alright.
Are you're not a fighter, right?
No, I'm a cleric. I'm a priest.
Okay. Yeah. 15 slashing damage.
How much?
16.
16, okay.
All right. And...
I'm good!
Holy only 3 lightning damage.
Oh god, I'm not as good now.
Durimbor, what do you do? Kind of crawl out of the rubble?
Yeah, so I crawl out of the rubble, you know, dust off. Right. Try that again. And I'll string up 2 arrows, give a couple of shots off at him. 14.
Nope.
And 13.
No.
Damn. And because of my haste still going, I have another set of attacks. No. 13. God.
Nine. Damn, dude. Come on.
Axis Surge. Another 2 attacks.
All right.
No.
All right. For this one, I'm going to use my superior die called Precise Attack, Precision Attack. I will roll a d8, and this will be added to my attack roll. All right. I don't know how to use roll 20. An 8. Okay, then. This is the best possible chance. 31.
Oh, yeah. That is.
31, 4, 6.
For the record, before the 31, it was actual rolls of 7, 6, 6, 2, and 3.
Yep.
You got a plus 7. That's fucking insane, dude.
And I missed 5 times.
Didn't get over 15 in 5 shots.
Grant, what do you want to do?
Does it look like my dad's fairly... the worst for wear?
That 50 damage really roughed him up.
Mm. Do you think if I was to go after him and smack him about a bit, I could basically not kill him, but knock him down to, you know...
I mean, you can use non-lethal if you want.
Right? Basically what I'm looking for here, yeah.
But you can't use a bladed weapon. Like, you'd have to use...
Why you always do this to me? Anyway, it's not bladed. I think it's tipped because it's a rapier.
So it's just like plate. Spanking with a rapier.
Yeah, can I just like spanking you with your rapier?
No, you can do subdual damage, not a big deal. Yeah, if you want to.
So I'll chase after him and I'll go try and
you got a bonus action dash, right?
Yes you do.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, yes, so I will. And
but now, as you kind of turn, you go up the stairs and turn the corner. That hits, and kind of so go ahead and roll damage on that one.
Okay, is this gonna be like some like misty-eyed orphan who's like, Mr. Grant, I've always admired you.
Brother Grant.
But you see that he has made it to a small clump of 3 of his allies, 3 kind of lowly soldiers. Okay.
Okay.
All
right. I like, it's like, yes, we finally killed the beast. And we go see Grant. He's just like, just completely skewered by like just 3 ordinary spears. And we're just like,
We saved the town.
So I guess I'll do my rapier as well. The offhand. 19?
Yeah.
For 13?
Ouch.
Who am I?
You know, it's really rough.
Okay.
Still alive, though.
Just spanking your dad with two.
Yeah.
So Bruce and his allies, he will give some orders in sort of a silent sign language.
Wait, did you skip my turn or something like that?
No, Bruce is before you.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
because me and Baracus both go 7, so.
Yeah.
So Bruce and his allies, they will take this opportunity to kind of there's some funky bass music playing as they kind of like kind of form around you and kind of surround you.
You came to the wrong neighborhood, motherfucker.
It's the Sharks. No.
Yeah. So because of imagine like a plus symbol where you're in the middle, so they're all adjacent to each other.
Yeah.
And they're all rogues.
Oh.
Ooh, right. Pack tactics.
Yep. Something like that.
Get dunked.
Bruce first. He will also use. He will command them to also use subdual damage.
Okay.
Blackjack this motherfucker! And then everyone pulls out these little tiny socks with soap in it, and they're like.
Grant, does 15 hit?
No. While we're doing this, can I also say like before we started this? Before we started this session, I was like looking at the traits I could take, and one of them was like defensive.
Defensive duelist.
Defensive duelist. Yeah. And I was like, I never get into melee, so what would I do?
Defensive duelist would fucking work so hard.
It would be so amazing.
But you're fighting four people, so it'd only work against one of the attacks. So it's not it's not as good as you think it is. So don't worry about it too much.
It would still be good here.
That's why it's a duelist feature, one-on-one.
Yeah.
All right, so you dodged the rough one. That was Bruce who missed, okay?
Okay.
Another three kind of lowly guys. That's only going to be 11. That misses. 20?
Yep.
That hits. So that's going to be dagger damage, which is just 3 plus 1 is 4, and then the sneak attack damage. So 3 plus... 7, 10 total from that guy.
And I used my bonus action already, right?
Yeah. Yes. To that. Yeah. All right, and then the last one's only going to be 14, which misses, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you missed three.
Wait,
of
what those is your AC now?
17.
Oh shit! You got splint with us, did you?
No.
Hmm. Oh no! Yeah, that's right. We got you that armor, which adds your dex modifier to it, right?
Yeah.
I remember now. Yeah.
Gormon, what do you want to do?
Can I climb up to its head and start slashing some eyeballs?
Sure. Make an athletics check to climb.
God, last time this happened.
Yeah. Gags died.
Oh, God. Flashbacks.
And I only have a 60-foot fall, you know, so...
Yeah.
Why do you call it a mouth?
Oh!
Yeah, fall into its mouth. That's so much safer.
So you remember you fell off the mountain?
Oh, yeah.
I'll just land on one of the goons down there. Yeah. Just be like,
I was gonna say, like, as he's running up, does Gormung like look around surreptitiously for some kind of giant slug while he's going?
He's like climbing. He's like, where are you at? I know you're there somewhere.
Right, Gormung, you're right there. Ear canal.
Oh, so I can't go for the eye or nothing?
Stab his eardrum.
Whisper distractingly into his ear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm coming for you, bitch. Wait till you see this dick. And then I like fucking... Yeah, I go to town, Graham, on his weak point.
Well, your pants did burn off.
All right, here we go. 14. Fuck me, right? Any good on the weak point? No?
No, sir.
What the fucking shit is this?
It roars in triumph.
Everyone's rolling like trash. La, la, la.
What did I actually roll there? A 5 and a fucking 4. Shit on my mouth. Okay.
Rockets, what's it going to be?
So how many of the party are within 60 feet of me?
I am.
I mean, I guess everyone.
I mean, okay. I'm gonna cast Mass Healing Word.
All right. Nice.
Which is 2d4 for everybody. So let me get that rolled.
I was about to say you should wait, but it doesn't matter because like it. No. It's fine. If it's 2d4, that's like you know.
Does that include me?
Yep.
Yay!
So 5 HP.
I'm pretty sure you get more of that because you have like cleric levels and stuff.
No, not healing word.
No healing word.
No, this is Mass Healing Word too.
Yep.
If I just used regular Healing Word, it would have been, I believe, 4d4. But I'm just trying to spread the love.
Back into triple digits. Thanks for the love.
Barakas, anything else?
Yeah. I mean, is there a spot where I can go where this thing can't stabby stab me?
You want to stealth?
Yeah, I've got to try to stealth.
Get
there I go.
Dex bonus in.
I mean, 15 minus 2, that's pretty good.
You dive into a building behind some rubble and you think you're okay.
Quick question. Isn't it disadvantage because he's heavy armor?
No.
This thing can't even hear.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, it's in the middle of a fucking war zone, so like...
You've got other priorities, I think.
Gormung, at the start of its turn, you take 12 fire damage from proximity.
Actually, I take 12 minus 5. No, it's fine. Yeah.
One of these attacks, he's going to use the whip to basically sweep the ground around him which takes out like 15 rogue guys.
All that look like, they all look like Grant. It's like,
yeah,
they just fly away like into the sun.
He's dynasty warring these dudes. Is like,
and then he's going to take his sword and he's going to attempt to attack the Rimbor because he's down there on the ground.
Yeah. Do it.
31 again.
All right, so roll my d20. If I hit over a 6, he'll hit a duplicate. He hits me.
God damn it. You rolled a d20 and you got an under a 6? Yeah. Dude, man. 11. What's with the yips that we've all got, apparently? Like, what's
going on? I don't know.
Bombs rolling.
So directly, you take 14 slashing damage.
That's not okay. So bad.
Well, yeah. When you have 42 health, it is.
Yeah. I mean, that's more than a quarter of his health. It's like 33% of his health.
You have fighter levels, right, Drimbor?
Yep.
Drimbor, 7 lightning damage.
Okay. I am going to spend a reaction in. Cast Absorb Elements. I will absorb half of that into my weapon.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, so you can do 3. That shit. Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Drimbor, what do you do?
Roll my concentration. Okay, I'm fine. I'm getting, my bow is not doing it for me here.
I mean, it's pretty safe on the back of him, man. Like,
that's what I'm thinking. I want to I want to attack on Titan. I want to run up along his back and I want to try to get to him and start stabbing at him.
Okay, cool. Athletics or acrobatics.
Let's do acro. 19.
Yep.
Right.
You're halfway up his spine because he's 60 foot tall.
Yeah, you're like,
I got 60 speed.
Back.
I have haste. I have double my speed.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm fast as fuck.
So you guys see Drimbor run straight for his foot and then just go vertical?
I'm like the Flash.
Yeah.
Deja vu.
Anything else?
All right. So how about some stabs?
Yeah, okay. Come into the other eye. Me and you are just on his face. He's going, 21.
That's I think that's a hit. 7. Secondary attack.
Great.
11.
Got it. Oh, okay.
All right. Offhand.
You need to be a half orc, man. You need to get that fucking half orc shit going.
Nah. All right. And because of haste, I have an additional attack. 9. Damn. And because I took the attack action, 17. Negative. That is...
Wait, what did you get? A 19 before and that hit? Okay.
Yeah.
So it's between 17 and 19 is his AC, so...
I didn't take my bonus. A bonus, second win.
Now you've already used your bonus. You used your offhand.
I did. Good catch. I'm done. I'm good.
Grant, what are you going to do?
I'm going to assume I, like, in this situation, surrounded like I am, I can't really disengage.
You can. You can kind of do, like, a cool, like, they stab, you jump on the sword and flip out. That'd be...
I was imagining, like, you know, when they're playing Gridiron and they do that thing where they do the spin sideways, outwards.
Yeah.
So could I disengage and run back down, I guess it's like downstairs, like around the corner?
Well, here's the question. When you disengage, can you just, do you disengage from all threatening attackers simultaneously or one?
Yeah, and disengage is all targets, right?
Yes, it is. Any attacks you would be leaving the engagement range in, you ignore.
Alright, disengage.
Quick on my turn, because of the absorb elements, that's 14 additional lightning damage on the first hit.
All right.
That's all. I'm done. I got everything. Good.
Do you have a reaction left over, Drimbor?
Now I do.
Okay, so you're going to absorb the fire damage that comes in?
Hopefully, if I don't die from the whip.
Mm-hmm.
Grant, what else?
Disengage and kind of run back towards where everyone else is.
Alright.
I'd like...
Most of us are, you know, on the creature now. So.
Yeah. So as I run away, I'm going to shout, "Bye, Dad, love you, leave town, maybe don't come back." See you soon.
Love you too, son. And then the door slams shut and locks forever.
the password on it is "I love my son," and he never gets out.
Yeah, he's like, "Yeah."
All right. Bruce and his cronies will. You guys aren't really paying attention to them anymore. They're going to run further away from the creature.
That's okay. More XP for us. Gormung? Okay.
Yep.
I am going to... I guess... Can I do... do you think... How far has it moved since we started fighting it, Graham?
Hasn't?
Okay, so I'm not going to worry about doing Booming Blade then. Okay. I will continue to Great Axe my way to victory. Oh, yeah!
Yeah, that hits.
21 damage we do.
Okay.
Oh, yeah! There we go. 42 damage.
All right, now you've got its attention.
Hell yeah. Oh man, maybe I should have done that resistance thing. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Baracus, real quick.
Yeah, I'm going to...
That's good.
I'm going to actually just cast Healing Word on myself.
Solid.
At fourth level, so that gives me 4d4 healing.
Didn't know priests were so selfish.
Well, I mean, about to die.
He is the closest to death out of all of us. So.
Yeah, I'm very. I mean, yeah. Even after I'm down to 7 hit points right now, but now I'm up to 18, so I'm still kind of.
Yeah, you're not gonna last another attack.
And I'm gonna remain in stealth. I'm still hidden.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah,
possibly.
So as we kind of go to break, as the sort of the climax of the segment's happening, well, first of all, Durimbor and Gormung take some fire damage from proximity.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. A total of 11 apiece.
Okay. I'll absorb half of that.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck it. I'll absorb half of it too. Thanks, Durimbor.
Mine cost me a spell slot.
One of the things that I've glossed over, if you recall, the whole point of this enterprise was to capture this thing, not to kill it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, all of those arrows that they've been firing down there, they're not just arrows, they are...
Trank dots?
You look down, now that Grant's down there on the ground, you can get a good look. There's this enormous amalgamation of grappling hooks, various fish hook, like huge fish hooks, broken glass stuff that's trying to strap this thing down to the town square. All right? But,
it's like Gulliver's Travels.
Pretty much. Like but as we go to break, we see the thing flap its wings and take off in flight with Grimbor, Gormung, and a trail of miscellaneous rogues, various basin, and a small blacksmith. down accoutrement with it, along these grappling hook, huge ropes, and various other bric-a-brac that have been dragged along with it, various townsfolk and roguish figures along with it. But that doesn't mean it will not take its attacks. It's going to, first of all, much like Gormung, it can do a similar thing where it can drop its sword and bring it back to it. So it's going to drop the sword, try to grab Gormung off of him, okay? So opposed rolls. You going to pick athletics or acrobatics?
I will pick athletics. Thank you very much.
Ooh, that's going to be rough. That's 33.
I don't think I can even beat that. Let's take a look. Athletics. 25. Right. That's admirable, but like, you know.
Yeah. And it will drop him.
No! Garmog!
So you're hanging in midair when it gets away from its turn. And then it'll call its sword back. Grant, what do you want to do? You've seen all this transpire.
Okay, so here's a question. How much of the town has this thing destroyed compared to how much of the town I destroyed with the bomb fire stuff?
This thing has destroyed less.
Okay, I'll get up on the roof and start taking shots at some of the rogues.
Okay.
You're not going to jump under the cable?
No, it's not a threat to me yet.
I mean,
he's not threatening your record.
No, he's not threatening. He's not threatening my record.
So. Oh, you fucking piece of shit!
Well, I mean, we still need to get rid of these rogues, right?
Kinda later. I don't know. The thing's killing us.
So can I get up onto the roof, bonus action, and take a bonus action stealth and take a shot at some a rogue or
yeah sure
okay so how do we do with 26?
Sure, you sever a rope.
Okay, and 21 to hit.
Okay,
which is 22 damage.
Yeah,
just any kind of any rogue around the place. I don't know if that kills him or not. But...
Yeah, any of the miscellaneous rogues, dead.
Okay, so I'm just, yeah, gonna be...
Just a random guy, he's like, with his dagger, he's like running after them, he's like,
I'm the best rogue! Brain.
Gormung, what do you want to do?
So I'm free-falling right now, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can I grab a rope?
Sure,
or can I grab one of his like beard hairs or something?
Make a dexterity saving throw.
All right, so I'm gonna use Indomitable there. Which allow me to reroll that. Whatever. Yeah, 11, Graham.
You grab the beard hair. Oh, it slides through. You keep falling.
Too oily.
Too oily.
Oh, that's it?
I mean, can I grab a rope now?
Sure. Why not? Dexterity saving throw.
11.
Denied.
All right.
The game's like, right. Fuck you, Dave.
Barakas, what do you want to do? You're muted.
I'm going to unmute first.
Okay. That's a standard action, so...
Okay. So, I'm assuming there's, like, stone boulders and stuff lying around, right? Sure. So, I'm going to cast Stone Shape. And I'm going to turn it into like a stone anchor, right?
Dankosaurium.
Now you I'm going so to try. You are so
fucking creative in this game, dude. I like now it. I'm
gonna,
I like it.
Well, it's only going to work if I can make a dice roll, and we know how that goes for me. So I'm holding on to this anchor. I'm going to try to grab one of the ropes as the thing is flying by.
Okay. So it's going to be dexterity based, unless you want to like. So I'll give you some options. Okay. Option one, you can sleight of hand to tie the rope to the anchor before it flies away.
Mm-hmm. The great demon doesn't notice what you're doing.
you can strength, grab hold of the rope, grab hold of the anchor, and pull it along with you, attempting to make the sleight of hand roll on the way up. C, you can...
A, two, C.
Any other miscellaneous things you can think of.
You feed yourself through the eye bolt of the anchor, and then you grab the rope, and just like hold it with your abs. Just...
So how does the strength one work?
You're just gonna you grab hold of the rope with one hand and grab hold of the anchor with the other hand, and just sort of like you are the anchor but holding on with your strength.
Oh god, that sounds
that would tear me in half. Can I use athletics to grab onto the rope?
Oh yeah, same thing.
Fashion an extension.
I don't want to hold. I'm okay with the rope taking me off the ground. You know what I mean?
What about the anchor that you made? Can you not tie it to
it? I'm going to tie it to it, but
so being able to tie that knot in an amount of time is going to require sleight of hand.
Okay. All right. Sleight of hand.
I believe.
Cross your fingers, boys.
I believe I can fly.
14
is not bad. Wow, had a -2. That's
okay. It's only good enough because you tie it to it real quick. The anchor sort of begins to drag along the ground, catches on the spire with all the people on it.
Oh no!
And drags that along with it up. And...
Oh Jesus!
All 1,000 souls.
Oh yeah.
And that's not enough to stop him.
Yay! But do we have a new? Do we have a new fucking like champion in like needless deaths? Like, is Baracus the new Grant?
This enormous sort of anchor spire grabs several buildings on the way, and that finally causes the thing to fall back to the ground, allowing Gormung, by the way, to grab hold back on because.
I like the idea that I'm literally about to grab something and then it like jerks backwards and I'm still falling. I was like, well, no.
All right. Very good, Baracus. The demon, which is going to deal some fire damage to Durimbor and Gormung.
I'm not within 5 feet of that motherfucker anymore. Thank you very much. I'm on a rope. So, yeah.
Durimbor, I'm on a rope.
I will absorb.
All right.
God, I am going through so many of these. And I have to, because I'm not looking so hot.
Baracus, what's your spell save DC?
If you go to your second page and put in the spell thing, it'll tell you. If you go to spells, up the very top, there's like a big box where you can put in what attribute your spells are.
So spell save DC is 11.
What?
That's not right.
That's not right. What is your spell? It's intelligence, right? Or is it wisdom?
No, charisma.
Your spell charisma. Is charisma?
You're not a bard anymore, mate. Your spells are probably better than that.
Oh, fuck.
Pretty
yeah.
sure wisdom.
Pretty sure it's
no,
wisdom.
It's wisdom. Yeah, so
go to your spell page, dude.
Yeah.
All right. And then up the very top it says spell casting ability. Click
right.
Wisdom.
Click that to wisdom.
And what does the spell save DC say?
14.
There you go. That's better.
That's much more readable.
Yeah. Much less bardish.
The creature will take some time. Well, first of all, hit the ground. Take a bunch of damage as it hits the ground.
Nice.
Noise.
We'll need to roll. Thinking about relatively what 10 feet is to this versus what it is to them, or versus what it is to you, I want you to roll 2d10 fall damage.
Me?
Yeah, just because. Your idea.
Shit.
No, this is to the creature, man, not to you.
Oh, oh, oh. Okay. 2d10.
That's times 60, that's, right, Graham? That's times 60?
Insane.
No? Okay.
I wash my hands of this team.
And it's kind of, at this point, it's kind of tied up in the ropes and the buildings and the various bodies that it's got on him. And this is prone right now. However, it will still use its...
Wait, do we get advantage to hit this thing because it's prone?
Yeah, pretty much. It will take its whip and attempt to hit Gormung, do the best it can, because you're down there by the ropes.
Sure. Wait, didn't it just pull me off?
You did stab his eye.
No, because Baracus used its turn to make the anchor, and then the Valor Demon went, and it tried to keep going, fell. It's its turn.
Okay, but didn't it pull me off its back in its turn? Oh, wait, no, I used my turn to try and, like, not die, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay, yeah, sorry, yeah.
It tries to whip you, rolls natural one.
Oh. I catch the whip, and now the whip's mine, and I use the whip on it.
Durimbor, what are you going to do?
I catch it between my hands like this, Graham, like...
I'm going to stab a bitch.
All right, you have advantage now.
Yeah. What's four damage? Okay, that's better than four damage.
Plus,
he gets like nine attacks though, man.
Yeah, plus that fire absorption that I just had last round. So that is an additional. I don't know if this. I don't think this goes on the crit. I don't know. 13. So there's one attack. Two attacks, miss.
No, no, that's 18. You get advantage on this thing.
I keep forgetting. Yep, four.
No, 18 still misses.
Oh, what? No. Really?
So it's 19.
God damn.
Let's see. So that's one set of attacks. I have another action. So that's 18, 26.
Yeah.
Four.
Nice, and... solid damage.
No way. And I will use my my second wind to heal.
Good man. Good man. What is that?
Like, eight.
Oh, fucking right. Solid. Fucking solid.
Grant, what are you gonna do? This thing has gone four blocks in its flight.
Maybe I should have grabbed onto it instead of shooting nerds.
How much of the town did I destroy?
Like block and a half.
So it's destroyed more than me. Okay. That motherfucker. I'm chasing after this thing now.
Yeah, this thing has taken out like 10 city blocks and at least 1,000 people.
I should have. Well, no, those 1,000 people are on Brachus's.
Yeah, that's that. Brachus made the anchor that dragged those bodies into the dirt. So, like...
Yeah, I attribute that death toll to him and we'll be reminding him of it. How far away is it from me?
Four blocks, man. Four. That's like what, 2.5 kilometers, something like that.
Can I wave down a one of those rickshaws, maybe?
Yeah, there's a guy like using a rickshaw to get away, but he's the rickshaw guy. Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, there's when you need to do a chase through the streets, there's always a rickshaw guy, right?
Grant, here's what you do: get a bow, right? Tie a rope to it. An arrow to it, right? Shoot that arrow, grab under the rope, and get pulled.
No.
I guess I'll move as close as I can.
30 feet.
I'm Tom Cruising.
Yeah.
Except for Tool.
You're Forrest Gump.
Except for Tool. Tom Cruising, except for Tool.
Yep. Gormung.
All right. Well, I am going to come down on this like a brick shit house, Graham. Let's see. Mm-hmm. No good. What the fuck, man? This shit. is whack. I'm gonna second wind.
Welcome to my world.
I normally...
No. He's still rolling good. It's just not good enough. He's not rolling. Yeah.
Three.
Plus 10. Because I'm level 10. Fucking. Okay, that's it's been better.
Alright, that's it?
Yep.
Arrakis, what are you going to do?
How far away am I from it?
4 blocks.
Fuck.
Do you have like...
What?
I was saying get my ritual.
you can share the fair.
Bound materials.
Yeah, I'm just going to start running towards it.
Am I anywhere near Barakas?
Yeah.
I would very quickly, as we're Tom Cruising next to each other, like to say, how evil is killing 1,000 people?
Some of them were already dead.
He's already coming around to my way of thinking. I love it.
Oh, no. Gormung and Durimbor, you guys take 15 fire damage from the aura.
Oh, Jesus.
I have to. Looks like I got all of one HP that turn, so I'm at a net positive. What about you, Durimbor?
It will sit up, it will use its sword to kind of cut loose itself from the sort of tangle of various stuff to try and stand up. It's going to be anchored to the literal stone anchor that Barakas made, but it makes some progress. And then it's going to whip Gormung. Okay.
Okay.
He likes it though.
23 hits, right?
Yeah, my AC is 19, so.
Tell me you like it, Mary will stop.
You're using the wrong dice. 19 slashing damage. Mm. And 14 fire damage.
Oof. 19 and 14?
Yep. Durimbor, what are you going to do?
Same as I've always done every night.
Try to take over the world.
Yep. This time I will be using distracting strike. So I'm going to like hop on, I don't know, its earlobe. We're going for the ear again. So I'm going to start like stabbing its ears as I'm screaming. I'm going to try to distract it. So I will roll an attack. 21 is a hit, I assume. And, oh God, I got to read this thing. So I add the die to the damage. So. Add 6 damage, so 11 that hits.
Okay.
24 that hits. My haste attack, 16, nope. 13, nope. All right, so what that did is I distract him. Next ally's attack roll against him will have advantage.
Oh, nice. Only one attack, or is it the attack round?
One attack. The next attack.
Grant. What's your base speed, Grant?
30.
But he can dash with a bonus action, so he can go 60 every turn. He'd go 90 every turn then.
Right. So he quickly outpaces Barakas.
Mm-hmm.
Nice bitch.
So you're about halfway there already, Grant.
Okay.
Gormung.
Sorry, one sec. Am I halfway to being in range or halfway there?
Halfway to it.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to, what's that spell that gives me resistance? I forget what it's called.
Resistant Blade Ward.
Blade Ward, thank you. Which is a cantrip, so don't use anything there. And then I'm going to use my final attack for Great Axe, which has advantage this turn, so...
Okay.
20 hits. Yep. So 21 damage. Actually, they all should have fucking advantage because he's on the fucking ground.
Not anymore. He sat up.
Oh, he sat up? Okay.
Yeah,
he got up.
All right. Can I then make a move to see if I can get myself in a position where if he's going to whip me, he's going to whip himself, like start climbing him again?
Not really. Not really.
Okay.
That's how good at whipping he is.
when the cream sits out too long.
They watch me nay nay. Yeah.
He's the guy, he can like take the wings off a fly without killing it.
Yeah.
Damn.
He can take, you know, an orc off his body without hitting himself.
Nice, I like it.
Mm-hmm. Or anything else?
No, that's me, mate. That's me.
What attack?
I use blade ward, so
oh, yeah.
It's a cantrip. So
the Baracus, they're like if we see a horizontal shot, here goes Grain.
Yeah.
And Baracus is like,
oh god!
If only I didn't eat so many crystals for lunch.
Yeah. So how far away would you say I am now at this point? Like if I run my 30 feet.
You're running 60 feet a turn, mate, because you're double moving, yeah. So.
Well, right, but so if I run 30 feet, how close am I?
So about 280.
280? All right, I'll double run again.
All right. The demon.
Yeah.
The demon just going to attempt to kill these insects on it.
Oh, also, it's worth pointing out, I would have... if possible, like, does he get attack of opportunity if I bounce out of 5 foot?
Nah.
No.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to bounce out of the range of the fire, if possible.
So you're not climbing up?
No, I'm not going to climb up. I'm going to attack and then move out of the way of the fire. Yeah.
I'm still on his leg head. So
yeah. During war, you're going to take 11 fire damage from the aura.
I got to reduce it. I gotta reduce that damage as much as possible. So,
no, I'm on the thread here.
And then he's going to take both of his attacks on Gormine because he's very angry with him.
Cool.
He doesn't like you.
23 hits with a sword.
Mm-hmm.
15 slashing damage.
So I take half of that, I guess, because of the blade ward.
Okay.
So what's that, like 7 damage?
Yeah, and 9 lightning damage.
Okay, so I'm at 30 HP.
And now with the whip, 27 hits.
Jesus fucking Christ, Graham. Yeah,
14 slashing damage. I'm sorry, that's not I that is the wrong number. 6 slashing damage.
So 3 damage. Okay.
And with the whip, 15 fire damage.
All right, still up at 12 damage.
All right, ooh. And I need to make a strength saving throw.
Me?
Yep.
Yeah, whip.
24.
All right, so you are not thrown away. Durimbor, what are you gonna do about it?
Just keep stabbing. And we'll use my Distracted Strike once again. All right, let's hit. Negative.
No.
Second attack.
No.
Negative. Haste attack. No. Second attack.
No.
Damn.
Wow.
That's man. Offhand attack.
On the last attack, on that natural one.
Yeah.
You go to strike, hit a hard scale, your rapier goes...
Oh, shit. So, still have another one. That's my turn.
All right.
Okay.
Grant.
Am I in range?
Yeah.
I'll take a shot.
All right.
Pew! 26.
Yeah.
And I'll just... take a moment and dremble, maybe see how you hit things. Oh, that's not as... That's a one. But it is 27 damage.
Yeah, Durimbor's in. He is adjacent.
Yeah.
All right, very nice. Gormon.
right. It's
bleeding magma.
Magma.
Nice.
Interesting. Okay, I'm going to cast Chromatic Orb.
Okay.
I'm going to cast it at level 2.
Yeah.
So I'm doing 4d8 worth of cold damage to him.
Very nice.
So let's see if it hits. It just does it, right?
Ranged spell attack against the target.
Okay. Oh, maybe I didn't set this up right.
When you plus your spell attack modifier.
Spell attack modifier?
Yeah.
So d20 versus spell attack modifier? Okay.
d20 plus spell attack modifier. You roll.
Yep.
Yeah.
Roll. 1d20. Oh, wait, I think I already have this somewhere. It's got to be on the core page, right? No, it's not. God damn it. 1d20 plus 6. Oh, fuck you. It's a 4-foot diameter, though, so I guess it still doesn't hit him. As fucking stupid as that is. I'm going to then... I'll do it again, Graham.
Probably.
There we go. That's better. So that's 5 there. So 55 spell slots left. And it takes 48 worth of damage. So. Sorry, I'm so slow. I gotta type it out with my mouse. is it 48 plus my spell thing, or is it just like, because I don't cast a lot of spells, obviously. Do I add anything to it? Like,
no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Hey, that's not bad.
It's pretty good.
Very nice.
24 cold damage.
Baracus.
Yeah, I'm like, what, 210 feet away now?
Yep.
Double run.
Yep.
Another one.
This thing roars in defiance. It's going to attempt to pick up Durimbor and fling him away.
No, don't do it. All right. Dex or athletics? Or athletics, yep. And athletics. 18.
It only rolled 17, so you hang on. It is then going to... You know what? It's going to do it again.
All right.
18 again. All right.
You've got me.
It grabbed... You know what? Instead, it kind of... It just pushes you off of it. Off of its shoulder. Just...
Oh, press him off your shoulder. Yep. Feeling like a pimp.
But that's all it can do. Durimbor, what are you going to do about it?
I wanted to do this when Goromang was falling. I wanted to cast Phantom Steed, but I wanted it to be a snail. I wanted to be a slug.
Alright.
And I wanted to catch me.
That's right. That's really cool, actually. I wish that happened.
So do you want it to just be on the ground and it catches you?
Yeah, and then I ride off.
Or do you want to, it's only going to have the fall damage. It's not going to do much else.
No, it's fine. I'm at 1, so I'm going to be unconscious anyways.
Well, I was going to say, if you want to cast it on the creature and sort of like slurp to the, like hold on to the creature because the snail's going to be stuck to it.
Sure, I like that idea. Snail Calvary.
Yeah, just like...
that's so cool.
A snail appears out of thin air on this thing's, the back of this thing's thigh, where Durimbor is rides it the rest of the way to the calf, and then just like all the way down the calf. He's okay.
Corpse.
Yes, very nice.
Away. Go, my noble steed.
Durimbo, or anything else? That was your action and movement.
Nah, I'm good.
Grant.
I'll take another shot.
All right.
I mean, Durimbo's still up, so.
Wait, do I get? Is it still advantage?
No.
Yeah, I guess he's technically on a steed, but I guess he's still adjacent technically.
Yeah.
The snail steed is an enemy of the flame whip guy, so you're good.
Yeah.
Okay. So 20.
Is that advantage?
Oh, yeah. That's what I was asking. Is it still advantage?
No, it's still stink attack, but that misses.
Okay. Then no damage.
All right. Gormung.
I'm going to keep... did I notice any sort of, like, extra damage or anything like that to this guy because of his... because the cold damage? Like, did he roar especially in pain or anything like that that I would have noticed?
Insight.
Okay. I'm actually... This is the first time Insight's ever come up for Gormung. I'm actually really good at it, so... Like... I got a plus eight in that shit.
Unfortunately, no. It took a standard amount of damage from the cold.
Okay. Alright, well, in that case, I think the best... I think one of the best things I can do then is... I'll keep doing the chromatic orb then. All right. I'll do it once and see if I hit. Oh, God damn it! I did it again. Shit. Hang on. I can just press up a couple of times. There we go. 24. That's fucking solid. For 48 for 14 damage, cold damage, and then I'm going to Blade Ward. And hold on. Wait, how much HP do I have left? I don't think I have that much left. I think I have 12 HP. You know what? I'm just going to run in and attack it with my sword, Graham.
Alright.
Yeah, daddy. 21.
There you go.
Yep. And then I'm going to step out of the fire damage.
Out of the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Barakas.
Am I 60 feet away?
You've caught up to Grant now.
So I'm about, what, 60 feet away from the thing?
No, 200, like 200, like 150, 100 change.
God damn it, double run.
Alright.
How much space do you need to do what you're doing?
I need to get to 60 feet.
Oh, yeah.
Durimbor, from the fire damage, you take... more than one.
Yeah. I will have my horse, my quasi horse like snail, taking. Does he vanish? I think he vanishes.
Yeah, if you're unconscious, I'm pretty sure he vanishes.
Okay. And then it will attempt to. Then it will attack Gormung. Gormung would come at you with a sword attack.
He's fine. The horse, the snail's fine. Yeah.
All right, 16.
Yeah, no hit.
No, and then the whip coming at you. 18?
No hit. I have 19 AC.
Oh, well. Durimbor, death saving throw.
I shall.
No.
Succeed!
Oh! Wake up again, right underneath his gonads, and he's just like, okay.
Wow.
No, is he yet?
I'm just like on my snail, and it like turns its eye stalk and like pokes my face. I'm fine. Go.
Keep going, snail.
Go, my seed.
Grant, this thing looks rough.
Hey, guess who's up and about? The guy you need to get extra damage from.
Kill steel.
Oh, fuck steel. You. God damn it.
Kill fuck.
I mean, you need to hit it. I like this thing is the size of a fucking skyscraper, and you're like, I got this.
No look. I'm like there on the floor, like run it, like jumping off a wall, trying to do things like, you know, 360 no scopes and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on a plank on a building that's collapsing, and you're just like,
I've got like a tripod with a camera, and I'm like doing my YouTube, doing a YouTube video, just like
a montage video, yeah.
Yeah, trying to do a montage.
Grant, I know this seems strange. I need you to make an acrobatics check.
Oh, yes, sir.
As his tail comes after you, I guess.
20.
None of you guys see this, but for the sake of drama and storytelling, a very huge, meaty hand clasps over Grant's mouth and begins to drag him in the alleyway. Because Baracus has left, he has gone forward.
Balls!
Oh, no.
Gormung, what are you going to do?
I'm going to attack this thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Okay, and should I attack or should I blade? You know what? I got 12 HP. I already know the answer to that question. Fuck!
Yeah.
21 damage, Graham.
You guys all see this except Grant. Grant, I guess you wouldn't see this, but everybody else sees this. Baracus, you're on the way there. You guys, Gormung, you step back from, you stab this thing through wherever you're standing it, and a huge crack forms in its carapace. Huge glowing magma crack. Okay. And then at that point, it begins to crack all over the place like an eggshell. It's like,
it's like an anime boss dying. I like it.
Yep. Light begins to pour out of it, and then we pan all the way out to the planet where you see. That's where we'll stop.
I think nice. I just killed the party.
If you'll indulge me, Valor demons have an uncanny ability that when they die, they explode.
Oh, great.
Dealing an enormous amount of fire damage, but we will see what has become of the party when we return.
Well, I know I won't die, so that's great. I'll Deadpool my way out of this.
I'm still pretty far away.
I'm being dragged into a ray pally, so fuck you guys.
So I still have my orcish trait, you know, where I can just re-come back up at 1 HP, so.
Yep. Well, I have a very, know exactly what's going to happen when we open next week. So.
Oh, fantastic. Well, let's do some shout outs and call this a show. Daddy Sheepdo, what up?
Want some XP?
Oh yeah, we can do some XP. Yeah, how much we getting?
So I did nerf that Balor demon down a few steps.
Oh yeah.
I didn't do its resistances or anything like that because it should have been taking half damage from all those.
I mean, we are also playing with a. What's the normal D&D party these days? Is it 5 people? Is that a normal D&D party these days?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
4 or 5.
Yeah.
4 or 5. Yeah.
I want you guys each to take 5,000 experience points.
Okay. What about these other things that we killed? The goober mage.
I got it.
You got it? 5,000? Cool. So I'm at 70,000.
41,300.
How are you so far behind us?
Because
below me.
Yeah, I had to go a level below Floof.
And I'm a level below you.
Yeah.
That's why you don't let your characters die.
And last week or the last session was the first session for this new character, so.
Yeah, true that, yes. So 70,512. We need 85,000 to get to level 11. It's achievable, boys. I will get my third attack in this life or the next. Sheep.
Hey guys, I'm Sheepdog. Sheepdog Gaming. I'm on YouTube. Search me, you'll find me.
Nice. Floofy Boops.
Hello, everyone. I'm Floof Knight, the Snail Knight, apparently.
Speed is of no concern when you look, when your hair looks this awesome. Yeah? No?
Okay. I was just showing it off.
I see, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The slow,
like a display case? Yeah, like a display case. If you want to see more of this sweet, slow, floofy action, go over to my Twitch channel and follow me.
Where he gets spit roasted for your pleasure every night.
That's subs only.
Subs only spit roast. Speaking about being spit roast, let's go to the man who basically invented it. Lord Sprutley. What up, sir?
That's how I got my lordship. Inventing the spit roast.
That's true. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. I'm tired.
Dude, I'm fucking fading. Tired. Yeah.
I can't keep my eyes open. I've been up since about 4:30 this morning. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm fine.
About 21 hours.
I think I'm going on 36 now.
It's the worst.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty rough. But, you know, die party's going to happen. So.
Got to.
That's it. Live that die party life, bro. You can get your shirt over at Teespring, I think. I don't actually know where it is. There's a button somewhere.
Somewhere?
Yeah. I don't promote it that much anymore because, you know, whatever. Designed by humans. That's where it is. Designbyhumans.com/Henley. So, yeah. You streaming again yet, Brian, or no?
No, not yet. It's just been crazy in life right now. So, eventually.
Nice. And last but not least, we have our game master for the session. What up, Graham? How you doing?
Pretty good.
What are you working on these days? Moving house, I guess.
Yeah. I'm going to show this again because I'm here. And I recorded all the video and stuff about how I made this.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
Edited. Yeah, it's sewn together and stuff. It's very neat. You see the bag of holding in the player's handbook, kind of looks like that, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And after that, it's probably going to be something about cooking your food science.
Nice.
Now that I've got a new kitchen.
Is it like a nice kitchen to film in, or is it like cramped and shit?
It's just clean and uncluttered and very austere, so it looks good.
Okay, cool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us on this grand adventure. This was quite a funny episode. I we've had some funny episodes in the past, but this one took the cake in a lot of ways. Okay, Graham, Sheep, did you guys talk about inviting the dad into this, or is that just something you just like, yep, here's your dad?
He dumped that on my head.
Well, you rolled with it pretty good.
Everything from it was completely, yeah, I had no idea.
Wow. Well,
can I suggest the perception, passive perception line is the title? If you can,
I honestly can't remember it, and it'll be a while before I can get this rendering happening. So
high passive perception runs in my family.
That's a big name. That's a big name.
I know. I was proud of it though.
For me, the funniest episode is always going to be the investigation, the detective work.
I love that so much.
Spritzer's Union.
Spritzer Union.
Yeah. It was the listeners' union.
That was pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, guys, thank you very much for watching. Hope you enjoyed tonight's show. If you haven't already done so, consider following the channel if you're feeling real saucy. Why not subscribe, get access to the cockpit, and spread my cock all over Twitch. It's a fantastic line. I thank my mods for that all the time. Schedule, lots of new things are changing. I think we have an end plan for this, Graham, right? You want to finish it off by, what was the date?
The 18th of August.
18th of August. That's going to be the last day? Yeah, right? Everything okay? So 18th of August is going to be the last episode for Gambit, Omen, it should be a gay old episode. Our floofy man himself will be lasting two more episodes, as he has to go re-enter the world as a human being. So there's that. But we're not going to find a replacement in that time, but we are going to continue the story. We might have Wreckage come in as a guest villain at some point. Maybe we'll see how we go. He might be, what did I say he was going to be?
a falconer or something.
A falconer,
like that?
Yeah.
That'd be
cool.
Maybe that could just be his title, the falconer.
So I think the plan is August 4th, 11th, and 18th is going to be kind of a 3-part culmination of everything, where Riker just like designs the lair and you fight him and stuff like that. It's going to be cool.
Okay. Yeah,
so he's going to be in the call like the whole time they're going through the dungeon. He's going to be like taunting them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice. I like it. That's pretty much it, guys. This Sunday we have the return episode of Die Party Whiskers and Whiskey. Now that Eric's back from his foray into real world, and I'll get to introduce my new character for that. If you don't know what that is, that's a Mouse Guard game. It's a lot of fun. Graham, have you played Mouse Guard before?
No, I haven't.
It's an interesting system. I think you should probably take a look at it. But I should get my new PC in about 4 hours' time. We're newly restructured, so hopefully it'll be back and running. I'll have to spend a couple hours fixing it up, but hopefully we'll be back in full swing by next week. And then Friday next week, we're going to have a lot of... it's going to be fucking goddamn Fortnite. All night, every night. So that's going to be fucking amazing. So make sure you join that giveaway while it's still open. Exclamation point giveaway in the chat. Join that gleam. Get some free games. And yeah, that's pretty much it, guys. Thank you very much for watching. And remember, fucking... unless you're a white wizard, Balrogs are fucking tough, man. Like,
yeah. Gray wizard.
Was he gray at that time or was he white? No, he came back gray. As a white.
He came back white.
Oh my god. Yeah. I want to watch that movie again. Anyway, have a good night. Bye bye.
Something Gandalf.